After a tough start to their conference schedule, Chi-Hi returned home to Duray Field to look for their first conference victory against a newly revitalized Eau Claire North team.
Double wing, double tight, Mason Von Hayden, the senior quarterback. In for the fullback this time. Dodging, dancing, pushing ahead. First down and more.
Now touchdown. He goes 20, 15, 10, 5. And just inside the 5-yard line, drugged down from behind.
Nathan Drevis from the B-back position.
Third and one from the Chi-Hi 28. Chi-Hi showing pressure. And they're going to hit Kine in the backfield and snap him down for a loss.
That time on his inside linebacker blitz, Mason Minarski slowed down his feet and made a sure tackle on the quarterback. A great call by the defense.
Second and four from the 9-yard line of Eau Claire North. Howard in motion left to right. Give to Howard. Howard turning the corner at the 5-yard line. Stretching for the pylon. Is he in? He is. Touchdown. Chippewa Falls.
Mason Howard in from 9 yards out for the second time tonight. The senior scores.
Subi Mason will pop one down to the 10-yard line, picked up on a bounce at the 7, cutting back across the field, east-west 15-yard line.
Ooh. And oh my goodness, just planted and flattened at the 20.
The return man, who made that hit?
I think that was Lindstrom that made that hit.
Goodness gracious.
Trim receivers on the left side. Kine calls for the ball, calls his own number right side. He's pursued in the backfield, evades one man, cannot evade the second as he is driven out of bounds.
Great job by the defense. He was met immediately as he came to the edge.
Kine with a tailback. Jarzynski to his right on 3rd and 13 from their own 28 for North. Kine designated a rollout to his right. It's a boot. He spins out a one tackle trying to reverse field. He's still up somehow. Kine still looking. Now he's going to heave it deep down the right side of the field. He throws up a duck and it's picked off at midfield. Intercepted by Chi-Hi.
Yeah, Dawson Goodman with the interception. One of those situations where it looks a little bit like Don Majkowski from the late 80s. Two fullback dives in a row. Now they're 3rd and 7.
Right back to the line. Howard and Tester wingback. Streve is the fullback on 3rd and 7. Give to Howard. Howard finds a big crease. 40, 35, foot race. 20, 15, 10, 5.
And dives all the way down to the 2-yard line. Mason Howard a whisker away from his third score of the night.
From the 3 ball in the far hash, double wing, double tight, Mason Von Hayden under center for Chi-Hi, leading 14-7. Man in motion left to right. There's the give off the right side to the end zone. Touchdown, Chippewa Falls. They're in again.
That time it's Mason Tester.
Kine, who has the only score for North, will clap for the ball. Fakes the give, rolls out to his right. Kine fires a high dart. That's picked off.
Jackson Google
at the 20-yard line, the 15, and steps out of bounds. Jackson Google, the pass sailed over the receiver's head, and Google went high for that one.
Mason Von Hayden back to pass, rolls out right side. He throws it to Drevis. Drevis spins out of one tackle up to the 40-yard line. He's got a first down. That's a big play from the big man. Now the 46-yard line, their side of the 50, leading 21-7. 2 minutes gone by here, third quarter. Mason Von Hayden gives to Drevis. Drevis noses into the line. He pushes past the 50. He's still rumbling inside the 40-yard line and down to the 38. Nathan Drevis running with purpose and passion here in the second half.
Well, great lean forward, keeps his legs churning, and even though he had his arms on him, they cannot get a body on him to pull him down until he's already past the first down marker.
Second and 8, Chi-Hi can still get a first down at the 1-yard line. From the 9, flip left side, that's Mason Howard. Howard turning the corner at the 5, spins into the end zone! Touchdown, Chippewa Falls!
His third touchdown tonight. Mason Howard cannot be stopped.
For 2nd and 8 for North, high snap. Kane retrieves it. He's hit in the backfield. He's drugged down all the way back through the 7-yard line. Trips to the left. Single receiver right. Ball in the near hash. 3rd and 17, they'll call it. Chi-Hi with the ball on their own 43-yard line. Mason Von Hayden with the rain falling, rolling out to his left. Floats it down the middle of the field. He's got a man at the 42-yard line. Makes someone miss. It's a first down for Chi-Hi and still loose. That's Jackson LeMay. He's still going. They can't get him down. 10, 5 to the end zone. Touchdown. Chippewa Falls from 47 yards out. Von Hayden will let that clock trickle down. And in motion left to right, give to Bush. Bush straight ahead, and Bush off to the races, to the 5, to the end zone. Touchdown, Chippewa Falls from 19 yards out. The clock will hit zeros on that final play. Chi-Hi gets their first Big Rivers Conference win of the season, and they are above 500 again at 3-2 and right back in the thick of the playoff race. Your final score from a wet Duray Field in Chippewa Falls. The Chippewa Falls Cardinals 42, the Eau Claire North Huskies
14, a critical conference victory. And now, the Cards are back in the playoff hunt. But the road gets much more difficult as Chi High hits the road to face a state-ranked New Richmond Tigers team. It's time for Chi High Football on WOGO Sports.
We've seen...
Chi High Football is on the air.
WOGO, your sports station.
WOGO's coverage of the Cardinals is brought to you by Ashley Construction, Post Glass and Mirror, your Eau Claire Hy-Vee, Berry Global of Chippewa Falls, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Culver's of Lake Alley, the Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, the Fleet Farm Distribution Center of Chippewa Falls, Heath Loken and Associates, Professional Land Surveying, Holly Bovey of Coldwell Banker Brenizer Realtors, Johnson Roloff Service, Northwestern Bank, by Kurth Heating and Cooling, Mason Companies, Stelter Incorporated, the Medicine Shop of Chippewa Falls and Menominee, Royal Credit Union, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Weirs Gallup Plumbing, Heating, and Air of the Chippewa Valley, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, and by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Now, with the Culver's Kickoff Show, here's your WOGO sports team, Caleb Swenson, Dave Check, and Alan Dunham.
Good evening and welcome to Overcast New Richmond, Wisconsin, and New Richmond High School, site of this Big Rivers Conference battle between your Chippewa Falls Cardinals and the Tigers of New Richmond. The Tigers vying for first place in the Big Rivers Conference with just one conference setback so far. Chi High, their first conference win last week, now 1-2 in the BRC, and they are vying for a playoff spot and certainly need a win here tonight. I'm Caleb Swenson along with Alan Dunham, Owen Krista on the Chi High live stream. You can watch and listen to tonight's game via CFHS Media on YouTube or join us at WOGO Sports 103.1 FM, AM 680 and WOGO.com. Alan, it's certainly not a must win for Chi High, but the road is a lot more difficult to get into the postseason if you're not able to come out of New Richmond with a W.
Yeah, for sure, and I don't know how much that is on the players' minds tonight as much as just facing the opponent that's right in front of them, wanting to get a conference victory, wanting to be in the upper half of the conference. Like you said, they still have a couple of very tough conference games ahead of them, but this certainly is the most important one because it's the one they're doing right now. And what a beautiful field it is, really nice field turf out there. It is slick, it is wet, and I expect this to be a pretty run-heavy game tonight.
And again, New Richmond back in the Big Rivers in 2020, two games against Chi High in 2020 and 2021, both played in Chippewa Falls. So the first time we've been out here in New Richmond, both of those were one-score games, one decided by seven, one decided by three. The two teams split, so this is kind of the rubber match of the first 3 years, but the Tigers are definitely here in the BRC to stay.
Yeah, they've got a really nice program here, a good football team, well-coached. Some really nice athletes. They're not a big team. This is not going to be the Menominee type of game where they line up and just try to out-physical you. This is a game where they're going to try to spread you out and see if they can get their track star running back Trandle a seam, and they'll give him the ball. They won't mind giving him the ball 40 times like they did against Superior, and they'll ride him as much as they can.
42 carries for 253 yards for Trandall last week. But don't underestimate their quarterback, Seamus Scanlon, a three-year starter as well. This is the Culver's Kickoff Show presented by Culver's of Lake Halley. We're going to hear from both head coaches, starting with Reggie Larson of the New Richmond Tigers. Caleb Swenson, Alan Dunham with you on WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV. Good to have you with us on WOGO Sports, back in 3 minutes.
Mason Companies, a family-owned, community-focused e-commerce retailer, has been operating in Wisconsin for over 117 years. So don't wait. Join our team today. We are hiring for our distribution center and customer care center. Full and part-time positions available. Score a great new career with Mason Companies. Apply now at masoncompaniesinc.com/careers. That's masoncompaniesinc.com/careers. Free local delivery from the Medicine Shop Pharmacy saves you time, and time is money. But it also saves you gas, and gas costs money. Therefore, the Medicine Shop's free local delivery saves you a lot of money. How much money? Enough to buy your own private jet? Well, no. But maybe enough that you could spring for extra legroom the next time you fly commercial.
This is the life.
Locally owned makes all the difference. Free local delivery from the Medicine Shop Pharmacy of Chippewa Falls and Menominee.
Six Ways Post Glass and Mirror has you covered for anything glass.
Set! Ha! One!
Affordable auto glass repair and replacement.
Two!
Custom cut glass and mirrors.
Three!
Quick replacement of fogged or broken windows.
Four!
Free mobile service.
Five!
Window screen repair or replacement.
Six!
Endless colors and styles for your perfect custom shower door.
Touchdown!
Post Glass and Mirror, your glass experts, and proud to be part of the Chippewa Falls community. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
If you need delicate surgery, you wouldn't ask for just anyone.
Oh, sure thing, Bob. Just let me finish up with the hedge here, and I'll be right over.
So if you need a boundary survey or a certified survey map, call a professional. Heath Loken & Associates, LLC. Professional land surveying. State licensed and fully insured with top-of-the-line surveying equipment and mapping software. Call owner Jason Heath at 715-720-4000. Heath Loken & Associates. Proud to support local sports.
Northwestern Bank. Delivering our values, creating a positive impact.
Working with Jamie at Northwestern Bank is like having another key player on your team. He believes getting to know you and your business is what allows him to provide the best banking solutions for your company's needs. His leadership and dedication has helped local businesses and organizations expand and grow, creating a positive impact in the Chippewa Valley.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
Looking for a little more comfort in your life? Call the experts at Kurth Heating and Cooling, your local, employee-owned, factory-authorized Carrier dealer. Kurth technicians are the authorities at getting peak performance from your heating and cooling system. You could even find yourself saving money on your energy bill. They work on most brands of equipment, so call Kurth first. They have ways of making you very comfortable. Turn to the experts, Kurth Heating and Cooling.
Welcome back to the Culver's Kickoff Show, presented by Culver's of Lake Halley. Cardinals football on the road here in beautiful New Richmond, Wisconsin, the home of the Tigers. We're here with head coach Reggie Larson of New Richmond. Coach, you're making a statement third year back in the Big Rivers Conference that not only does New Richmond belong here, but also battling for that conference title. What has your team shown you this year so far with a lot of guys in their third year of experience?
You know, we just got a really good group of guys right now, and that's kind of what we hang our hat on, is we're never going to be the biggest. We do have some fast kids, but we're never going to be the biggest, not always the most physical, but we got a really good group of guys that love playing football, and it makes them a lot of fun to coach, and we tell them to do things once, and it gets done, and I think that that goes a long way, especially in high school athletics. So I give our kids a lot of credit on their ability to be coachable and just being good guys.
When you look at your star tailback and Andrew Trandall, everyone was so sad to see him go down with that injury last year, and then 40-plus carries last week. It seems like he's back to full health.
Yeah, you know, and that's not always the goal. You know, our other tailback, Miles Burke, who unfortunately was out last week, he'll be back tonight. We don't want him to get that many. You know, that's too many relief for a fully healthy kid, but especially a kid coming off an ACL injury, that's too much. And really, I didn't even realize it during the game, so we got to try to find a way to monitor that. But he is a good player, and we want to try to keep him involved as best we can while also being smart about his health.
And your quarterback, Seamus Scanlon, we've seen him since 2020, starting as a sophomore. How much has your confidence in him grown? How much has his confidence grown?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's exactly it. Confidence has been the thing, and it's been each year where sophomore year, he was still doing some really good things. Junior year, he took it a step, and then senior year, he's really blossomed into a pretty good player for us, and we need him to continue to keep getting better as the year goes on. But he's transitioned into a pretty nice player and a really nice leader for us.
And finally, Coach, what do you see in Chippewa this year? Last two matchups, you've split them both one score games. They're fighting for playoff battles and positions as well. What do you see in the Chip?
Yeah, you know, then that's exactly what we told our kids, is their back's kind of against the wall right now. You know, with them having two conference losses to two really good teams already, they would have to win out hypothetically if they did lose tonight. So we're going to get a really good effort from them tonight. They're really fast. A really good tailback, number one. He makes a lot of big plays from the passing game and on some of the double handoff stuff. They're big, physical up front. And going back and watching the last two games, like you mentioned, it's been a one-score game each time. Two really good teams, and I think that's what what Big Rivers football is all about, and I wouldn't anticipate anything different tonight.
Well, Coach, our first trip here to New Richmond, what a beautiful facility you have. This is fantastic. Looking forward to a great night.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you guys for making the trip.
That's head coach Reggie Larson of New Richmond back with Coach Rakovich of the Cards here on the WOGO Culver's Kickoff Show presented by Culver's of Lake Halley.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Inc. has taken pride in bringing you only the highest quality concrete. They mine and process the aggregates themselves with daily testing to ensure quality and performance. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Get the job done right. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
A high school sports career goes by way too fast. So how do you make all those memories last for a lifetime? You could get the standard sports photos.
Now hold the ball on your hip and smile.
Or you could call Orange Impression for a hype video that your team will never forget. Orange Impression captures real game highlights with professional video, editing, and music that will make your athlete feel like a pro. Not convinced? Check out their high school football hype reels at orangehype.com.
It seems like a dollar just doesn't go as far these days. But when was the last time you had a pay raise? Give yourself your own cost of living increase with a new career at Berry Global in Chippewa Falls. Plastics manufacturer Berry Global has opened up night shift production operator positions with entry-level wages starting at $23.60 per hour. Medical, dental, and vision coverage, a 2-2-3 schedule, and you'll start out at $23.60 per hour. Find the Chippewa Falls location at berryglobal.com/careers. That's berryglobal.com/careers. Careers.
Are you looking for the home of your dreams? Ashley Construction can help you design and build it. Visit ashleyconstruction.co to check out our new Riverbell development. Riverbell is in the middle of apple orchard country in rural Chippewa Falls with beautiful views and rolling hills. Ashley Construction will make your building experience enjoyable from planning to handing you the keys. Additional lots in phase two are coming soon, so get your name on the waiting list today. Your perfect home awaits in the Riverbell neighborhood. Ashley Construction.
Culver's could have only started in Wisconsin.
Hi, welcome to Culver's.
Just ask our team member, Sarah.
When you order a Culver's Butterburger, you're never just a customer. You're a guest in our home. It's why we cook each Butterburger to order just for you. Right down to getting the perfect sear on the beef. That extra care may be a small town thing, but it's big time important to us.
Let us serve you with a smile that stretches from our hometown to yours. Welcome to Delicious.
Culver's of Lake Halley is now hiring with wages up to $18 an hour. Apply in person or at Culver's.com.
Welcome back to the Culver's Kickoff Show presented by Culver's of Lake Halley here in New Richmond, Wisconsin for a great matchup in the Big Rivers Conference between your Chippewa Falls Cardinals and the Tigers of New Richmond here with head coach Chuck Rakovich. Coach, good to get kind of the monkey off your team's back with that first conference win last week, and the boys look great doing it, and I'm sure that added a little extra step to their practice this week.
Well, it did, and you know, I told you last week we don't look backwards, but I really do think that the six-point loss at Menominee and the 10-point loss against Hudson haunted the guys. And you're right, it was good to get a W. But they know they got that tough one in front of them tonight.
When you look at this New Richmond team, state ranked for a reason, and they have a lot of, especially at the skill positions, players who've been playing since their sophomore year, a ton of experience.
They do, and they've got something that you can't coach, and that's speed.
Coach, when you look at this defensively, when you're playing against, again, what can be overwhelming speed at times, is it just about discipline on defense?
Well, it has to be. If you looked at their stats from last week, they threw for a lot. So, you know, if you focus on the run, they're going to burn you in the air. And if you focus on the air, they're going to burn you on the ground. So you've got to cover the field. You got to be disciplined. You can't take chances. You just have to stay within your parameter of what you've been coached up.
And finally, Coach, offensively, are you pleased with the progress? I know last week you were telling Allen after the game that you were incredibly pleased with how you challenged the guys to basically memorize three plays at a time to run tempo, and they performed really well.
They did. And, you know, I think what it did is, it may seem trite, but it lightened practice up. It was something different for them, and they actually, kids loved it. You know, we'd go, okay, let's see if they can do a four in a row, you know, and they like that. They like to be challenged at times instead of the same old all the time.
Well, Coach, it's going to be a challenge tonight. We can't wait to see how the boys respond. We'll talk to you after the game.
This is going to be a tough one, I'll tell you that.
That's Head Coach Chuck Rakovich here on the Culver's Kickoff Show, presented by Culver's Lake Halley. Game time is coming up next on WOGO Sports.
At Hy-Vee, we make lives easier. And that's why, when you shop at Hy-Vee, you won't need to compare prices at other stores, because we've done the comparing for you. Just look for the yellow Compare and Save signs when you shop the aisles to see how low our prices are on all of your favorite grocery items, from fresh produce and meat to dairy and frozen foods. Your wallet will thank you when you shop at Hy-Vee, a proud sponsor of Chi-High Football.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Winning in sports takes teamwork. At Johnson Roloff, we are a team. And when everyone does their part, success comes easier. Make Johnson Roloff service a part of your team. Johnson Roloff helps you keep your job site clean, safe, and more efficient. Call Johnson Roloff service for dumpsters at your construction site, roofing job, or for recycling metal, appliances, tires, and more. Get prompt, courteous, and professional service every time. Visit JohnsonRoloffService.com. Proud to support our local athletes. That's JohnsonRoloffService.com.
Does it seem like some teams are at state every year? When a sports program has a successful culture, the wins keep on coming. For nearly 70 years, the extraordinary team at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine has delivered exceptional care to patients throughout the Chippewa Valley. From sports to spine, head to toe, the team has you covered. Go with the best. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls, and a new center coming soon to Rice Lake. Book your appointment at CVOSM.com.
Walk in for an interview, walk out with a job. The Fleet Farm Distribution Center in Chippewa Falls is hosting walk-in interviews every Monday through Friday from 10 to 3 with job offers right on the spot. Work full-time or find a flexible part-time position. You'll also love the benefits, including competitive pay, matching 401k, and a 20% discount at all Fleet Farm stores. Walk into the Chippewa Falls DC weekdays from 10 to 3 or apply now at careers.fleetfarm.com.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families and strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Hi, this is Dave Chuck, attorney and owner of the Chuck Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Chuck Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Czech Law Office to your team.
Welcome back to the Culver's Kickoff Show, presented by Culver's of Lake Halley, WOGO Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Great to have you with us on WOGO Radio, 103.1 FM, AM 680, and live audio streaming at WOGO.com. If you'd like to watch and listen to tonight's game, simply subscribe to CFHS Media on YouTube for Cardinal TV. Owen Krister running the live stream. As we finish up that Culver's Kickoff Show, again presented by our great friends and sponsors at Culver's of Lake Halley, it's time for the Choice and Ford Keys to the Game. You'll find a friend at Choice and Ford in Chippewa Falls. Alan Dunham, a key or two tonight here for the Cards.
Well, certainly when you have a team like New Richmond with a star running back, you want to limit his big runs. And so it's going to be really important for Chi High as a defense to contain him, keep those 10, 20-yard plus runs to a minimum. Certainly is a big deal. And then offensively, to be physical, this is one of those teams that is smaller than Chi High, and they want a ball control. They're happy to kind of do what Menominee did to them, 4 or 5 yards at a crack, keep the clock moving, keep the chains moving. And so ball control for them, and then on defense, contain Trandall.
And hopefully get the lights on pretty soon here, too, as well. It's a little overcast, but the lights aren't on in the stadium yet. Those are your Toys and Ford keys to the game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toys and Ford in Chippewa Falls. Chi High with senior Subi Mason, the left footer, will be kicking off right to left as we begin. Great to have you with us here on WOGO. Subi sends a bomb back into the end zone. That black and orange Tigers insignia. And first and 10 for the New Richmond Tigers. New Richmond clad in their home burnt orange jerseys with the jet black helmets, jet black pants, white numerals, and the black outlines. Chi High resplendent in their traveling white tops and bottoms with the crimson slash on the sides of the pants, matte black numerals, matte black helmets with the CF insignia, and it'll be first and 10, New Richmond, from their own 20-yard line. Seamus Scanlon, now a senior three-year starter, will start off giving the ball to Trandall, Andrew Trandall, and he's right up the middle for nothing.
Fantastic penetration by Drevis. I did not see who got the cleanup there, but excellent first possession. New Richmond came out with a one wide receiver far to the right and then a bunch trips on the left side, and they ran it right up the middle. Chi High defense really wants to focus on pounding the middle defensively and forcing New Richmond to hit the edges.
I think Bromeisel with the stop. Trandall to the right of Seamus Scanlon. Single receiver to the right. Man in motion left to right. Second and 10 after no gain on first down. They'll give to Trandall again, and Trandall into the heart of the line off the left guard. Past the 25 and up to the 27. He ran for 1,000 yards and 13 touchdowns in just 6 games last season before losing the rest of his season to injury. He's run for 705 yards and 6 touchdowns this year so far, including 250-plus last week on 42 carries against Superior. 3rd and 3 for New Richmond from their own 27. Scanlon will keep it himself this time off left end. Scanlon met right at the line to gain. It looks like he has the first down by a yard.
Yeah, that time probably for him it's a quarterback option read, and so he kept his himself, as you said. He danced off the left side, got just enough, as well blocked by the offensive line to get enough of a push. And on that second down carry where they got the bulk of the yards, that run, they were able to get through the line, and it was Dawson Goodman making a tackle from a safety position.
Trandall, whose name we'll call a lot tonight, 5'8", 177, a senior. He is a state-level sprinter. A couple years ago as a sophomore, was in the final, the top 10 in the state in the 100 meters. Scanlon back to pass for the first time tonight. He's going to go left side. Got his man near the Chi High sideline, across the 35-yard line and up to about the 36. And now, thankfully, Alan, I'm starting to see the lights beginning to come on because it's a little hard to see.
Yeah. That time they started in a bunch formation, then they spread out, trips to the right, a single wide receiver to the left. Quarterback drops back through to the left side to the single wide receiver and picked up about 5 yards.
Gain of 5, so 2nd and 5 from their own 36 for New Richmond. No score early going in this game on the road for the Cards. Scanlon throws it out to the flat left side, cutting back across the field near the hashes to the 40-yard line, a couple yards shy of a first down. Gain of close to 4. It'll be 3rd and short coming up. Well, they may give him the 41. That's going to be really close to a first down, and it will move the chains. Good spot.
Yeah, favorable spot. Basically, same thing as last play. They just chucked it right out to the wide receiver on the left side. The cornerback is playing off on that particular play, so it's kind of a free 5 yards, and they went right to it.
So it is a first down from the 41, their side of the 54, New Richmond. 4 wide, twins left and right. Trandall in the backfield. They'll give to Trandall. Trandall, the senior, breaks 1 tackle across the 45-yard line. He's pushed toward the chalk, but will still keep the legs driving. And Trandall up to the 48 for a gain of 7 on first down.
And this is exactly what they want to do. They spread you out. In other words, they use the whole width of the field. So they make you as thin as possible, and then they hope to find a seam with their outstanding running back, and he can use his speed, that time speed and power, to get 8 yards on first down.
From the 48 far hash for New Richmond, they're not afraid to throw. They have trips in the slot to the left, single receiver to the right. Seamus Scanlon, the quarterback, the senior. Man in motion left to right. He'll give it to Trandall. Trandall across midfield and his submarine there. He'll nose to the 49 of Chi High. Gain of just 3.
Trandall, the ball carrier.
Seamus Scanlon is a 5'11", 186-pound senior. And a lot of these names we're calling, if you've been listening to our WOGO broadcast the last few years, you'll be familiar with them for New Richmond because many of their skill position players have been playing since their sophomore year. Third and one now from their own 49. Scanlon, give to Trandall. Trandall right into the heart of the line. He'll break a couple tackles and push down to the Chi High 45. Gain of 3 when he needed 1.
I think so far majority of their plays have been just like this. They're essentially running it right up the middle to see if they can find a soft spot. And then a couple throws to the outside just to keep you honest. But this is what they want to do most of the game, is just run Trandall up the middle.
Trips to the right this time as New Richmond comes out looking at the wristbands for the play call. Giving a signal from the sideline. They like to move up tempo a bit here. Single receiver slot to the left as well. Trandall in the backfield to the right of Seamus Scanlon. First and 10 from the Chi High 45. No score, 7:44 going as Trandall will motion out of the backfield. Scanlon now going to call his own number. Rolling out to his left, Seamus Scanlon flips it right side, incomplete.
Really nice job by the defense. Quarterback dropped back to pass. Initial pressure from Drevis, and then off the edge, Davis Bromiles came up to force a quick throw by the quarterback, and he was inaccurate. A nice job by the Chi High defense to give up no yards on first down to make a second and 10, and this makes it a little harder on the offense when you get behind the chain, so to speak.
White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes for all your windshield glass and garage door needs. Call White City Glass of Chippewa Falls. Second and 10 for New Richmond from the Chi High 45. Scanlon give to Trandall. Trandall right up the middle of the field, inside the 40-yard line, down to the 37. A gain of 8, maybe 9, depending on the spot for Trandall, as he's ripping off yards in chunks, and to the relief of Chi High, Trandall will get a quick breather.
Yeah, quarterback lines up in a shotgun, and Trandall right next to him, and that was a delayed handoff. Almost looks like a draw play, letting Trandall pick and choose where he wants to go, and that time is able to find his way for 7 yards.
5'9", 165, a junior, Miles Burke, the backup running back, in on third and 2. Burke will get the call right up the middle. He's in the backfield, and he's driven back by a wall of white.
Fantastic job there. Read post, I see. Jace Wiefelhofer in on the play. Drevis again. A really fantastic job by the Chi High defense to dominate the line of scrimmage.
Trandall sprints back to the huddle. There was no hesitation that Coach Reggie Larson is going for, kind of in this no man's land here inside the 40 of Chi High. It'll be 4th and 3 from the 37. 5.5 minutes gone by in the first quarter on one New Richmond possession. Twins tight slot to the left. 4th and 3. Chi High trying to get a stop. Man in motion left to right. Low snap. Scanlon's going to give it to Trandall. He's tripped up. He's hit in the backfield. He is hit. He is down. Chi High football.
Great job by the defense. They put 6 people on the line of scrimmage. Really challenging New Richmond to go pass over them or to go to the edge, but they still tried to go up the middle, and Chi High was there to meet them in the middle and stop. Great change of possession here now by the Chi High defense to get a stop.
This is very reminiscent of the Menominee game. Again, on the road, Menominee took almost half of the first quarter in their opening drive, but turned back by that pick by Jackson Google. And in that game, Chi High struggled a little bit to capitalize. Let's see what happens here as they have a 1st and 10 golden field position on the first 37-yard line. Flip right side, that's Mason Tester. Tester testing the right side of the line, and he will hit the 40-yard line, be driven back. Tester on the year, their second leading ball carrier in terms of his carries, 34, but leading ground gainer with 294 yards on the ground and 8.6 per carry, 2 touchdowns as well. Mason Tester, gain of 3 that time.
Nice job. He's coming from the left position, wing back position, a little toss to him going to the right side.
Chi High will show some tempo again. Flip left side. This is Mason Howard. His first carry. Howard reverses field at the 43-yard line, and he will be swarmed under at the 44, but a gain of 3 brings up a manageable 3rd and 4 coming up for Chi High as they approach midfield.
Yeah, same exact play. This time they run it to the left side. So that means Howard is getting the football, and as you said, he followed his blockers well, and it was blocked for 3 yards, and that's about what he got there. He ran into a wall of orange after he got that initial 3 yards.
Cards huddling up before this play on 3rd and 3 from the 44. Twin receivers left side, offset backs on the right wing. Mason Howard in motion left to right. Jet sweep look. Howard will get the call. He'll tap the brakes, then dive forward for a first down near midfield. Mason Howard, great patience there on the edge, Alan.
Really nice job running the jet sweep. And this is something I didn't expect Chihai to try a bunch, because New Richmond does have a very fast team. And so I think Chihai is mainly going to focus on trying to challenge them straight ahead and not side to side. But when you have somebody like Mason Howard, who's so good in space, he did a nice job of finding just enough room to get the first down.
Cards will go again. Two backs, wing backs on the left side, twin receivers right side. That's Mason Howard in motion left to right. They'll try it the opposite side. Jet sweep look. Howard is hit right at midfield. He will fall forward for a gain of about one. Howard on the season, the bulk of the carries were Chihai. 46 coming into the game. He already has three tonight. 244 yards, a 5.3 average, and five touchdowns. Far and away the leader for Chihai in terms of scoring.
Similar play to last time, but coming the other side towards us. And they did not block the defensive end, whether it was by design or just a missed block. But nice job by the New Richmond defense to be disciplined and stay there and met him. And Mason did a nice job just to get 2 yards out of it.
Ball right at midfield, second and nine. Chihai with Mason Von Hayden, the junior, at quarterback. Delayed handoff to Dawson Goodwin in the backfield, and Dawson is going to lose a yard, maybe two. First hat to the ball was number 10, Trey Cork, a 6'1", 209-pound senior defensive lineman.
They did the jet action for the third play in a row, but this time they did not hand off to the man in motion, Mason Howard. They handed it right up the middle to Dawson Goodman, as he said, but the defense had penetrated three guys past the Chihai offensive line and were able to meet him before he was able to get started.
Mason Von Hayden, 6'2", 185, the junior at quarterback from the gun. Twin receivers, tight slot to the left. One wing back, one man in the backfield with Von Hayden. They'll fake the jet sweep. Von Hayden rolling out to his left. He's looking. Now he's going to tuck it and run. Flags on the play. He's hit at midfield, spun out of bounds. And we'll see what New Richmond elects to do as this flag is thrown at the 42 of Chihai, and it is a hold against the Cards.
Von Hayden, the ball carrier.
Something I expect them to do is to get number 28, LeMay, into the game earlier than they have. You know, he's kind of come in the fourth quarter and had some excitement to this offense. I expect that they'll get him in a little bit sooner this time, but they weren't able to make a connection there, and of course this penalty is going to cause them to punt.
Penalty declined, so Thomas Clary out to punt from his own 38-yard line. Chihai hurrying out there, fourth and nine from the 50. Low snap. Clary, a great job scooping it off the turf, and he'll drive it inside the 10-yard line and rolls down to about the 7 as the return man back there let it go on the bounce. I think
there is a significant wind tonight, so he was punting with the wind. So anything he could get up was going to be aided by the wind, and certainly we got a friendly roll as well to get inside the 10. This will be a nice starting position for the Chihai defense.
From the 9-yard line, we'll give yourself a cost of living increase. Berry Global has opened up night shift production operator positions with a 2-2-3 schedule, amazing benefits, and entry-level wages starting at $23.60 per hour. Find the Chippewa Falls location at berryglobal.com/careers. From their 8-yard line officially is where Seamus Scanlon and Co. will start. Scanlon gives off right guard. Jackson Google in very quickly to make the stop on Andrew Trandall, and Trandall for two up to the 10-yard line. And Coach Reggie Larson said, Trandall carrying the ball 42 times last week against Superior in that 28-18 win. That was actually a lot closer than that, 21-18 in the fourth quarter before a late touchdown for Superior. But he said, man, we can't have our back carrying the ball that many times. He's kind of on pace, though, right now in the first quarter.
Nathan Drevis with the initial penetration there to throw that play off.
Scanlon, again the give to Trandall. Trandall right up the gut. He will push forward to the 15-yard line, gain of 5, third and 4 coming up.
You're really challenged as a defense like this. So you might think, hey, I can beat my guy, I can get penetration, but sometimes you actually do yourself a disservice when you get too much penetration because you create seams. And that's exactly what a running back like Trandall thrives off from. So you got to be really disciplined, come evenly as a defense to meet him so you give him no place to go.
Big George Schroeder is split out to the right side, listed as a tight end and defensive lineman, 6'2", 200, a junior. Single coverage against Jackson Google on third and 4 from the 15. Back to pass Scanlon. Scanlon throws high, big hit, but the reception made across the 20-yard line. Inside the hashes up to the 22 for a first down. Good pitch and catch that time. That was Drew Efforts. one of the favorite targets.
Yeah, he's a nice receiver. He just ran a simple little slant, and kind of like he posted up like a forward in basketball. He had some inches on the defender and was a nice throw up above his head where only he could get it. Even a big hit by Dawson Goodman wasn't enough to jar the ball loose.
16th catch of the season for Drew Efforts. He is the team leader in that category. Flip out right side. That's Schroeder, the tight end. Schroeder's hit by Jackson Google, and Jackson stops him right in his tracks. Gets a little help there on defense. Second half of the ball was Colby Solberg, but Jackson Google held his spot.
That was a fantastic job by Jackson Google. Again, a throw just immediately out to the wide receiver who has a one-on-one matchup, and you're just hoping he can make a man miss. But Jackson Google rushed in very quickly, made a sure tackle. Nice job.
Twin receivers, two the right and the left for Seamus Scanlon and New Richmond. Call it a gain of one. Under a minute to play, first quarter, no score. Second and nine from their own 25 for New Richmond against your Chippewa Falls Cardinals here on WOGO Sports. Delayed handoff, that's Trandall. Trandall off right guard. Going to find it. Tough sledding up to the 26, and that's about it. That
Trandall, the ball
may end the first quarter. We'll see. I'm guessing New Richmond may try. Oh, they're hurrying back to the line. They may try and get one more off here.
Wesley Tanzer, really nice job in there. Jay Sweetoff, again, holding their ground and rallying for the tackle. Good job of the Chi-High defense.
Well, it looks like I am in error. New Richmond is going to say, let's flip the field and move on to quarter number two. So after one complete, your score, Chippewa Falls 0, New Richmond 0. This is Chi-High Football on WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV. We are back in 60 seconds.
Whether it's sitting in the bleachers of your old high school or driving through the neighborhood where you grew up, great memories stick with us as the years go by. I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and I'd love to help your family start a lifetime of memories in a new home. Whether it's your first home, a place to retire, or anything in between, connect with me on Facebook at hollybovey.com or call or text me anytime at 715-577-HOME. That's 715-577-HOME.
Northwestern Bank, delivering an exceptional experience.
Well, when I started business, Northwestern Bank was really there for us. They helped us through challenges and celebrated our successes. I met with Tracy year after year, and she always made it easy to find a place that worked with my schedule. They were a cheerleader, they were a team member. Working with Northwestern Bank really is like having another key player on our team.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
Big Rivers Conference battle here tonight. New Richmond, a three-way tie for second place in the BRC, includes the home team, the New Richmond Tigers. Chi-High sitting in fifth place right now, trying to move up in the standings with a win here on the road tonight. Caleb Swenson, Alan Dunham on WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV. Seamus Scanlon on 3rd and 7 for New Richmond. Throws right side. Good pass just inside the boundary at the 35-yard line. And he had a man running free. That was Drew Efforts. That is his 17th catch of the season.
Yeah, it made sense for New Richmond to want to flip the field so they can be with the wind. So now this whole quarter, they'll feel a little bit more comfortable to throw longer, knowing that they got the wind at their back.
Scanlon with three receivers to his left, single receiver to the right. Delayed handoff to Trandall. Trandall scoots through a gap on the right side, hurdles one defender, and is tripped up at the 43-yard line. Andrew Trandall. Seamus Scanlon on the year, almost 80% of his passes complete. Incredible, 66 of 83 for 836 yards, 9 touchdowns, 167 pass yards per game, and 3 picks. But two of those interceptions were last week against Superior, so he was on an absolute tear coming into that game here in his senior season. Gain of 6. Second and 4 from their own 42 for New Richmond. Still no score. Right side pass out into the flat. Scooped up across the 45-yard line. Dancing across midfield and down to the Chi-High 48 for a first down with several yards to spare.
When they make a quick throw like that out to the receiver, that time the outside linebacker was responsible for the initial play, wasn't able to get the sure tackle there, missed an ankle tackle, allowed the wide receiver to get out free for a first down.
That was Drew Eckert, 5'10", 147-pound senior, another favorite target, 14 catches coming into this game. Minute gone by, second quarter. Scanlon back to pass, throws left side, and it's knocked down with flags on the play in the defensive backfield, but near the line of scrimmage. So we'll wait on the call for this one as the Chi-High player is slow to get up. Everybody back on their feet. And it looks to be a hold against New Richmond.
that flag came out pretty early by the umpire, and I think that's the first penalty against New Richmond for the game.
Miles Burke was in on that last play, the backup running back. Again, just for a quick breather for Andrew Trandall, and Trandall is immediately back out there. So a first and 20 for New Richmond, backed up just inside their own 41-yard line. Zeros on the scoreboard here, and what you called during the break, Allen, a slugfest in the first quarter. Trandall's going to motion out slot to the right, so five wide, empty backfield for Seamus Scanlon, the senior signal caller for New Richmond and head coach Reggie Larson. Here's a beautiful facility the Tigers have.
They'd like to run a wheel route to Trandall on something like this.
Low snap, bobbled, thrown right side, incomplete by Scanlon.
Incomplete pass.
They have two receivers on the right side, one of them being Trandall, and they just ran him on a vertical route, hoping to draw the defense, and then it threw underneath to the other receiver, but they were on different pages. The receiver went inside, the ball went outside, and fell safely for an incompletion.
Quickly back to the line on second and 20. Three receivers to the left, single receiver right. Delayed handoff, it's Trandall hesitating. Now he'll push forward across the 45-yard line up to the 47 on a gain of six. But third and 14, Chi High probably willing to give that up in order to force a third and very long for the Tigers.
Yeah, Jay Sweepoffer from the defensive tackle, just relentless out there on both sides of the football, but he chased that one down, made a nice tackle.
And New Richmond doesn't spend a lot of time huddling up. Trips left, single receiver slot right. Scanlon with Trandall to his left on third and 14 from the 47. Back to pass, Seamus Scanlon pumps. Now dancing out to his left, he throws one, skips it into the turf right in front of Andrew Trandall. And it'll be the first punt of the night for New Richmond after they turn the ball over on downs. Their first possession, and should be decent starting field position for Chi High pending this punt, and you never really know what the wind's going to do down there.
Defensive coordinator Chad Berger sent Thomas Clary on a blitz from his inside linebacker position, and he's able to get in the face of the quarterback and cause him to throw a pass on that one. And now, yes, this punt will be with the wind, so I expect it to carry quite a distance.
Dawson Goodman will stand just inside his own 20-yard line to return this punt. Good snap. Kick is high, but carrying over to the Chi High sideline. Calling for a fair catch at the 24 is Dawson Goodman. So decent starting field position for Chi High, but 13 yards back from where they started their first drive. But either way, it's Cardinal football with 10:01 to go in the half. No score here at New Richmond.
Well, it's tough for any team but like that. But, with two evenly matched teams, when you get a penalty, a 10-yard penalty, so they had a first and 20, it's hard to overcome that. Good job by the Chi High defense again, not giving up any big plays, keep everything in front of you, make sure tackles, and now they've been rewarded and have the ball back for a second time.
Ball on the far hash, a classic double wing formation, Mason Von Hayden, twin tight ends, two wing backs, and a fullback.
I think you're going to get a false start here.
We'll have this play stop before the handoff can be given to Mason Tester, and it is 5 yards against Chi High. We'll pause and let you know that you can give yourself a cost of living increase. Don't wait around. Get one for yourself. Berry Global has opened up night shift production operator positions. It's a 2-2-3 schedule, amazing benefits, and entry-level wages start at $23.60 per hour. Find a Chippewa Falls location at berryglobal.com/careers. berryglobal.com/careers. Proud sponsor of Chi High Athletics here on WOGO Sports. First and 15, Chi High from their own 23. Double wing, double tight. Game to the fullback with a B-back right up the middle, and that is not happening on first down.
Chi High, with the double wing, they oftentimes start one wing back just a beat before the ball is snapped. And sometimes the referee, they see that movement. I think they instinctively throw a flag. I'm not saying they made the wrong call there on that penalty, but I know that we get one or two of those calls a game.
Loss in the play.
A loss on the play on that carry, and so first and 15 turns into second and a slightly longer 15, not quite second and 16. Now a three wide, jet sweep look, Mason Von Hayden rolling out to his left. He's under heavy pressure, and he'll just throw it out of bounds wisely in the area of Mason Tester, but it is third and long for Chi High as New Richmond.
I'm surprised a little bit. I think the coaches, Chi High coaches, are as well at the penetration that the new Richmond defensive line is getting against our offensive line. So it's really tough, as you called it. Von Hayden got back to passing. He immediately had two people in his lap. And very difficult to make a throw when you've got people in your face.
Both coaches with a lot of respect for the other team's speed. Third and 15 for Chi High inside their own 20. Von Hayden back to pass. He's going to set up a screen on the far hash. 20, 25-yard line. And pushing forward to the 30 for a gain of 12, but still well short of the line to gain. Mason Tester. A flag on the play behind the play. And this is a hold against Chi High.
Nice play call to call a screen play there. It was well set up and run, except obviously for the penalty. And here again, when you have a penalty on first down, you're starting at first and 15. It's difficult to overcome that, and certainly that was the case here. I think Richmond's deciding what to do to receive that penalty. They're going to decline it.
They are going to decline it. So Thomas Clary will come out to punt, and punting into the wind. Almost 3 minutes gone by here in the second quarter. No score. Chi High. We need a good one here from Thomas Clary.
We were down on the field. It's about a 15-yard difference on punts, whether you're into the wind or against it.
Clary, good snap this time. Gets it high in the air, but that wind just makes the ball drop right around the 50-yard line. Takes a 2-yard Chi High hop to the 48. A fantastic starting field position for the new Richmond Tigers. White City Glass, proud sponsor of Chippewa Falls High School Sports on WOGO for over 30 years. White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes. Good to have you with us on Logo Radio and Cardinal TV. Thank you to Owen Krista running the Chi High live video stream. Make sure you subscribe to Cardinal TV via CFHS Media on YouTube. Thank you on our side, the Logo home base in Halley. Ezra Van Dyke, our board operator. First and 10, New Richmond, from their own 48-yard line. Scanlon delayed give to Trandall up the middle, and Trandall dives across the 50-yard line to the 49. Gain of just 3.
Trandall, the ball carrier.
Nice job by Nathan Drevis again with the initial penetration.
Drevis with the tackle, second down.
And we'll see who makes an adjustment. So far, both teams have had two possessions, and New Richmond probably has more first downs, more yards overall, but the end result is it's 0-0. Now New Richmond with the third opportunity.
Second and 7, New Richmond. Another foray into Chi High territory, this time to the 49-yard line. Another delayed give to Trandall. Trandall running hard across the 45-yard line of Chi High and down to the 44 for a gain of 5.
Trandall, the ball carrier.
A couple Lindstrom players in there for Chi High.
Yeah, nice job by Ezra Lindstrom coming up from the safety position to put a hat there, as well as the cornerback, Carter Bovey.
Third and 2 for New Richmond. Again, you'd say this is easily, pending a penalty or TFL, easily 2-down territory for Coach Reggie Larson and New Richmond. They don't put up a ton of points. Most this year was a 32-8 season-opening win against Medford for New Richmond, but again, slowly but surely working their way down the field. Give to Trandall. Trandall with a burst right into the heart of the line for a first down inside the 40 and to the 39. Gain of 5 on 3rd and 2. New Richmond, maybe their best-looking drive of the night. They've had two so far. Turned it over on downs in Chi High territory, and then a punt last time around.
If you're listening to this broadcast, you know you're kind of hearing the same play over and over again, but this is what they hope to do, wear you down, and just hoping at one point that Trandall can pop one because he can go the distance on any play.
And in a hurry, again, a state sprinter. First and 10 from the 39. Give to Trandall again. Trandall bouncing it out right side. Inside the 35-yard line, down to the 30. Cut down just a bit shy of the first down marker on first and 10.
Yeah, he started to the middle, and he cut out to the outside. Our defensive end got blocked well enough that Trandall was able to get around the outside edge and get into the second level of defenders, and a very nice gain on first down for them.
6:39 and counting in the first half. No score here from New Richmond between Chi High and the Tigers.
Look for a pass here.
Twin receivers left and right. Scanlon give to Trandall. Trandall evades one man in the backfield, and now he has a head of steam inside the 30-yard line for a first down, down to the 24, gain of 7.
Trandall, the ball carrier.
At halftime, yes. We'll get a little preview of our Holly Bovey names, you know, stats recap. We'll see if we can bother Dave Hansen to get us those stats, and I'm sure he's basically just writing Andrew Trandall's name with tally marks.
We had initial penetration there. We had hands on Trandall, but he was able to run through the potential tackle and pick up the first down.
First and 10 from the 24 of Chi High. Scanlon going to keep it himself this time. He cuts inside one defender at the 25-yard line to the 20 and down close to the 18, a gain of six.
Yeah, when you run down. Yeah, sorry, when you run Trandall this often, that time a fake to Trandall and then run it yourself to the outside, everything else starts to open up because you start to focus on Trandall, and you can forget your own responsibilities, and so a play-action pass might be really effective here.
Ball on the near hash. Second and five, New Richmond inside the red zone at the 18-yard line. Seamus Scanlon give to Trandall. Trandall, he's drugged down from behind as he crosses the line of scrimmage. He'll still fall forward for a couple, but third down coming up.
Trandall, the ball
great carries. Job by Wesley Tanzer coming from the backside. As the defensive line had held up that play, Tanzer came from the backside to make the tackle. Those are the kind of stops that we need right here.
From the 18-yard line, third and five. Scanlon with Trandall to his left. Scanlon, again a delayed give to Trandall, who hurdles one defender at the 16-yard line, falls down to the 14, gain of four.
Trandall, the ball carrier.
Yeah, New Richmond is just straight ahead blocking.
And that's a first down.
At the Cardinals.
Trandall will line up next to the quarterback in a shotgun formation. He takes one step backwards, comes up, receives the football, and then looks to see where the softest spot is in the defense and rushes into it. And so far, he's been very effective.
First and 10 now from the 14 of Chi High. Ball still here on the near hash. No score with 4.5 minutes remaining in the half here from New Richmond. Man in motion left to right. Give right up the middle, and I believe Trandall was in kind of a wildcat look that time. And he'll give inside the 15-yard line and coming up just shy of the 10.
Turboville, the ball carrier.
Turboville, and he is another sprinter who I believe was in the top 10 in the state.
Second down.
In his sophomore year, Turboville mostly known as their do-everything linebacker.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Ethan Turboville.
At this point, Trandall is taking the snaps at quarterback. As you said, Lynn, like a wildcat look.
Turboville to his right. And in motion left to right. Trandall going to keep it himself right side. Hits the brakes, spins inside the 5-yard line. He is still going and stood up finally and driven back at the 2-yard line. And that is a first down and first and goal coming up for New Richmond.
Really strong running by Trandall. I don't know if there's too many people that have taken him down on first contact. He spun off the first defender, got into a pile and pushed ahead. And now they're going to have first and goal from the 3-yard line.
Exactly what New Richmond wanted here out of this drive. They have been bleeding the clock inexorably toward halftime. And a chance to punch it in, first and goal from the 3. Can the Chi High defense stiffen up? Trandall again from the Wildcat, keeps it himself off left side, plunges into the line. He is hit and dropped just shy of the goal line at about the half-yard line.
Trandall on the carry. Jace Zwiefelhofer.
Zwiefelhofer on the tackle for Chi High. It'll bring up a second and goal.
I'm curious to look at the stats, but I think at this point Chi High only has one first down, if I recall correctly. Really haven't had any kind of momentum going on offense and defense. At this point, you feel kind of worn down. You've been on the field most of the first half.
Time of possession has been dominated by New Richmond. Second and goal from inside the 1-yard line. Trandall calls for the ball from the Wildcat. He's going to keep it himself right guard into the end zone. Touchdown. Andrew Trandall for the 7th time this season has scored on the ground. And it's 6-0 New Richmond with 2:48 to play here in the first half.
Nice job. Pretty simple. He gets the ball. He, again, just looks for the open spot. There's a nice hole on the right side. He's able to dive in for the touchdown. It's a battle of the wills right now. There's no secret what they're doing. Running straight ahead for the most part against this Chi High defense.
Now coming out as if they may consider going for two. Now it looks like Seamus Scanlon will be the holder and traditional PAT. Good snap, good spot, kick booms through the uprights. It is 7-0 New Richmond with 2:48 to play in the half. We're back in 60 seconds. This is Cardinal Football on WoGo Sports.
What do you get with a boiler repair diagnostic from Wärzgalä Plumbing and Heating? First, you'll find our service is second to none with clean, professional, and friendly boiler service and installations. Maybe it's cracking noises, foul odors, no hot water, or the boiler is on but not heating. Wärzgalä will diagnose the problem and give you all the best options for a smooth heating season. Call 1-800-307-9000 or go to wärzgalä.com.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Inc. has taken pride in bringing you only the highest quality concrete. They mine and process the aggregates themselves with daily testing to ensure quality and performance. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Get the job done right. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
Welcome back to Chi High Football on WOGO Sports. Deep kick. Dawson Goodman will let it sail over his head, and the wind, I think, is helping as the kicks are headed toward that end zone to our left from our vantage point here at the booth in New Richmond. 2:48 still on the clock, 7-0 New Richmond. The Cards, pocket full of timeouts for head coach Chuck Rakovich, and a prime time to answer, Alan.
Yeah, it'd be great to see how they respond. Now you realize, hey, we're down a touchdown. There's only a couple minutes left. There's a sense of urgency that takes over. Sometimes that's what you need to get going, because this certainly is a very evenly matched team, I would say. Expect it to be a very close game, but so far New Richmond's had the upper hand.
So Chi High, first and 10. This is actually their worst starting field position of the night. Mason Von Hayden, the junior, going to keep it himself. He finds a little crease across the 30-yard line and up to the 33, maybe the 34-yard line.
There we go. A nice misdirection.
First down.
Fake hand up the middle, and then he decides to take it himself around the left side for a good gain on first down, and maybe that's what the spark that's needed for this Chi High offense to get moving.
Give Mason Von Hayden 14 yards there. Twin receivers to the left. Mason Howard in motion left to right. They'll fake the jet sweep, give right up the middle. That looks to be Dawson Goodman running hard up to the 40-yard line. Gain of 6. The Fleet Farm Distribution Center in Chippewa Falls is hosting walk-in interviews every weekday from 10 to 3. Job offers right on the spot. Students 17 years or older apply and work for the DC to receive the Fleet Farm 20% discount for your parents as well as yourself. 10 to 3 walk-in interviews every weekday at the Fleet Farm Distribution Center in Chippewa Falls. Mason Von Hayden calls his own number off the left side, and he'll get a first down near midfield. Mason Von Hayden, again, it looks like kind of a read option look right now.
Love it right now. There's definitely more energy for this Chi High offense. Now they've got a couple first downs. They've got some momentum going. Of course, they're up against the clock, but we've seen this at the end of halves where Chi High gets a little extra juice, and now they're pushing New Richmond back, and they're having some good gains.
Just on their side of midfield, Chi High, first and 10. Howard in motion left to right. Snap to Von Hayden. Von Hayden going to keep it himself, and he will scamper out of bounds after the fake to Dawson Goodman. And a couple yards or so there for Mason Von Hayden.
It worked a couple times. Let's try it a couple more times, right? You got some success, and they're going to keep running until it gets stopped. But again, Von Hayden with a fake jet sweep and then a fake handoff to the fullback before he takes it himself off the left side.
We've seen, again, just a little bit different formation from Chi High than typical, with a couple wing backs on the right side, twin receivers on the left, and now the jet sweep motion again. The fake, Von Hayden going to keep it himself, and Von Hayden has some room. Von Hayden still pushing inside the 40-yard line. He is escorted out of bounds all the way down to the 30, a gain of 17 for Mason Von Hayden.
Yeah, like you said, they have two running backs on the right side, and then they motion a wide receiver from the left to the right. So you've got all the action looking like it's going to the right, and then Von Hayden takes the ball and goes to left, to the short side of the field and to the weak side of the formation, and they're finding a lot of success.
Twin receivers left, ball on the far hash, same formation. Jet sweep look again, and Mason Von Hayden again, a call to his own number on the left side. Von Hayden runs into his own blocker and is spun down at the 25-yard line, but still a gain of 5, and I think Coach Rakovich will call a timeout. He will. We're back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports.
Six Ways Post Glass and Mirror has you covered for anything glass.
Zed! One!
Affordable auto glass repair and replacement.
Two!
Custom cut glass and mirrors.
Three!
Quick replacement of fogged or broken windows.
Four!
Free mobile service.
Five!
Window screen repair or replacement.
Six!
Endless colors and styles for your perfect custom shower door.
Touchdown!
Post Glass and Mirror, your glass experts, and proud to be part of the Chippewa Falls community. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
Culver's could have only started in Wisconsin. Our team member Nick will tell you why.
Oh, yeah, that's an easy one. Wisconsin is the dairy state, so naturally, Culver's was inspired by everyone's favorite rich and creamy tradition, frozen custard. We make our fresh frozen custard in small batches in every Culver's. It's a match, or batch, made in heaven.
Come have a taste of Wisconsin. Welcome to Delicious.
Culver's of Lake Halley is now hiring with wages up to $18 an hour. Apply in person or at culvers.com.
Chi High rushes back to the line out of the timeout. And a quick timeout taken by Coach Reggie Larson. We'll be back in 60 seconds on WOGO.
Mason Companies, a family-owned, community-focused e-commerce retailer, has been operating in Wisconsin for over 117 years. So don't wait. Join our team today. We are hiring for our distribution center and customer care center. Full and part-time positions available. Score a great new career with Mason Companies. Apply now at masoncompaniesinc.com/careers. That's masoncompaniesinc.com/careers. A high school sports career goes by way too fast. So how do you make all those memories last for a lifetime? You could get the standard sports photos.
Now hold the ball on your hip and smile.
Or you could call Orange Impression for a hype video that your team will never forget. Orange Impression captures real game highlights with professional video, editing, and music that will make your athlete feel like a pro. Not convinced? Check out their high school football hype reels at orangehype.com.
Coming out of the New Richmond timeout, Chi High with a slip in the backfield. The ball hits the ground. Both teams calling for it. New Richmond says they have it. Oh, my goodness, they did. Not sure what happened in the backfield, but Mason Von Hayden will probably be credited.
Second down.
Yeah, I don't know if a player, his own player inadvertently hit it out of the small
timeout. Oh, so Owen Chris actually is telling us that Chi High called timeout, so we have three timeouts in a row. And Rayco called a timeout, so we'll be back in 30 seconds here on WOGO.
With a Royal Credit Union checking account, you get endless ways to bank, save, and spend. Royal's checking accounts offer all the benefits you need, like no minimum balance, no monthly fees, and customizable real-time alerts. You'll have access to our free online banking and mobile app, so managing your account is easy. We're in your neighborhood, on your phone, and here to help. Open your checking account with Royal Credit Union today at rcu.org/royalchecking account. Insured by NCUA.
All right, now we will clarify. Chi High did not, as flags fly. Okay, we'll have more time to clarify as every single official threw their flag on this one. But so this is what happened, as Owen Krista had better eyes than we did. Chi High's Mason Von Hayden fell on the ball, did not lose the fumble, but the official, as Coach Rakovich immediately called timeout, the official was signaling timeout, and it looked like he was signaling first and 10 for New Richmond. That is not the case. It is Chi High football, but unfortunately Chi High is moving the wrong direction here as they will hurry back to the line. Now third and 11 from the 31-yard line. Mason Von Hayden rolling out to his right. He's under some pressure. Is he going to tuck it and run? No, he'll fling it right side and just throw it into the dirt with 55.4. That was really all he could do, looking for Drevis on the right side. Everyone covered. And now a very, very promising drive after a slew of timeouts, penalties, a miscue on the fumble. It's fourth and long for Chi High with 55.4 seconds remaining.
That's exactly what I was going to say. You did a great job driving the football down to the 30. When they hit the 30, things kind of fell apart. But it gives you some hope and momentum thinking about what the second half might look like as Chi High will receive the kick to start the second
half.
I'm
still holding out hope that Jackson LeMay maybe gets the ball here.
He's
in
the game.
Amazing.
He's in the game.
Fourth and 11, Chi High from the 31. Trips to the right, single receiver left. Under a minute to go, trailing 7-0. Mason Von Hayden rolling out to his right. Von Hayden now going to tuck it himself. He's going to go straight ahead. He's got a long way to go, and he'll be spun down 2 yards shy of the line to gain. Probably a good decision there from Mason Von Hayden. He had some green space in front of him, but just couldn't quite make it 11 yards. He got about 9.
Absolutely. He's a good runner. Made a good decision there. Don't force it into traffic. Although, you know, in a situation like this where time is running down, you don't mind throwing it up there. If it gets intercepted, it works like a punt, but he chose to run it, which was a good option.
Now, if you're Chi High on defense, you're trailing 7-0, you're going to get the ball to start the second half, and it's just keep it all in front of you. But there's always that home run speed of Andrew Trandall, who is back out there in the Wildcats on first and 10 from their own 23 for New Richmond. Scanlon is out there, and he'll give it to Trandall. Trandall is drugged down by Dawson Goodman, as Goodman trying to rip that ball out of there at the 24-yard line. Clock will keep winding as both coaches use pretty much all of their Banco timeouts within
tremendous effort from Dawson Goodman coming from the secondary position to track down Trandall, as you said, and trying to strip the ball very astutely.
Coming up will be the Hy-Vee Halftime Show, brought to you by your local Hy-Vee grocery store on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. Find surprise deals and savings on the Hy-Vee Eau Claire Facebook page, Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. There was a smile on my face when my wife and the youngest brought us some Hy-Vee donuts at lunch today.
Really surprised that New Richmond didn't try to make a couple deep throws here.
Yeah, they're not going to try anything.
But they're just letting the clock run out.
So we will send it to the Hy-Vee Halftime Show. Folks, we've got a good one brewing here in New Richmond. After two complete, your score, New Richmond 7, Chippewa Falls 0. We are back in 3.5 minutes. This is Chi High Football on WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV.
Is your wallet feeling lighter every time you fill up at the pump? Get a Hy-Vee Fuel Saver card and stop paying full price for gas. It's easy. Pick up a free card at Hy-Vee on Claremont Avenue, shop for qualifying items in the store, and then save big the next time you fill up the car. It's fast, free, and easy to get started. Go to Hy-Vee.com/perks to learn more and start saving today. Or visit the customer service counter at Hy-Vee, a proud sponsor of Chi-High Football.
What do you get with a boiler repair diagnostic from Wasgalla Plumbing and Heating? First, you'll find our service is second to none with clean, professional, and friendly boiler service and installations. Maybe it's cracking noises, foul odors, no hot water, or the boiler is on but not heating. Wasgalla will diagnose the problem and give you all the best options for a smooth heating season. Call 1-800-307-9000 or go to Wasgalla.com.
Hi, this is Dave Check, attorney and owner of the Check Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Check Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Check Law Office to your team.
If you need delicate surgery, you wouldn't ask for just anyone.
Oh, sure thing, Bob. Just let me finish up with the hedge here, and I'll be right over.
So if you need a boundary survey or a certified survey map, call a professional. Heath Loken & Associates, LLC. Professional land surveying. State licensed and fully insured. With top-of-the-line surveying equipment and mapping software. Call owner Jason Heath at 715-720-4000. Heath Loken & Associates. Proud to support local sports.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families in strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Does it seem like some teams are at state every year? When a sports program has a successful culture, the wins keep on coming. For nearly 70 years, the extraordinary team at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine has delivered exceptional care to patients throughout the Chippewa Valley. From sports to spine, head to toe, the team has you covered. Go with the best. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls, and a new center coming soon to Rice Lake. Book your appointment at CVOSM.com.
It seems like a dollar just doesn't go as far these days. But when was the last time you had a pay raise? Give yourself your own cost of living increase with a new career at Berry Global in Chippewa Falls. Plastics manufacturer Berry Global has opened up night shift production operator positions with entry-level wages starting at $23.60 per hour. Medical, dental, and vision coverage, a 2-2-3 schedule, and you'll start out at $23.60 per hour. Find the Chippewa Falls location at berryglobal.com/careers. That's berryglobal.com/careers.
We welcome you into the Hy-Vee Halftime Show here on WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV. Hy-Vee's Halftime Show here on WOGO, brought to you by your local Hy-Vee grocery store on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. Find surprise deals and savings on the Hy-Vee Eau Claire Facebook page, Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. Feeling a little bit more fallish here on the first official day of fall. A beautiful Friday night underneath the lights in an absolutely gorgeous facility here in New Richmond. And the stands pretty full as the halftime entertainment. A lot of youngsters out on the field right now with their dance moves showing off. And it looks like we'll see the orange and black of the Marching Tigers band coming out soon as well. Our score at the break, New Richmond, the home team 7-0. The lead over your Chippewa Falls Cardinals, Chi High. A very promising late second quarter drive that ended up being stymied. It took quite a lot of time off the clock for New Richmond to get their first touchdown of the game, and Chi High, with just under 3 minutes to play, 2:48 to be exact, was able to march it down the field to the 30-yard line of the Tigers, but then went the wrong direction after that. Cards, though, will receive the second half kickoff, and again trailing by just one score. We'll get some more scoring updates from around the Big Rivers Conference in just a couple minutes here on WOGO Sports. Back in 2.5, this is Chi High Football on WOGO Sports.
The Medicine Shop presents Ways Life Has Become Easier. Our horse-drawn carriages became SUVs. Airmail became email. And instead of waiting in line for prescriptions, we now have free local delivery from The Medicine Shop. The Medicine Shop, making your life easier with free local delivery. Transfer your prescriptions to The Medicine Shop and receive up to $20 off over-the-counter products. The Medicine Shop in Chippewa Falls and Menominee.
When it comes to indoor comfort, Kurth Heating and Cooling, your local Carrier factory authorized dealer, has a complete line of home heating products to keep your family comfortable. With smart temperature management and remote access options, it's easier than ever to control your home's climate. And Carrier energy efficient systems can help reduce utility bills without sacrificing comfort. For peace of mind and complete comfort, turn to the experts, Kurth Heating and Cooling.
Whether it's sitting in the bleachers of your old high school or driving through the neighborhood where you grew up, great memories stick with us as the years go by. I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and I'd love to help your family start a lifetime of memories in a new home. Whether it's your first home, a place to retire, or anything in between, connect with me on Facebook at hollybovey.com or call or text me anytime at 715-577-HOME. That's 715-577-HOME.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
A Royal Credit Union checking account helps make a difference in your community. Each time you use your Royal debit card, up to 5 cents goes back to your community through our nonprofit Royal Credit Union Foundation. The RCU Foundation has donated over $1 million to the Chippewa Valley since 2020. By using your Royal debit card, you're helping make a difference in your community. Open a Royal checking account and help us give back at rcu.org/bettertogether. Insured by NCUA.
Welcome back to the Hy-Vee Halftime Show, brought to you by your local Hy-Vee grocery store on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. Chi High trailing New Richmond 7-0 right now as the Marching Tigers performing. We've got stats coming up courtesy of Dave Hansen, Chi High statistician, Dave the Electric Pen Hansen, and also your halftime highlights coming up after the break. But first, getting you caught up on some scores around the area. Of course, we are the home station for Chi High and McDonald Athletics. And from Brandon Berg on Twitter, McDonald leading Cornell 13-0. That one was in the first quarter at last check. We're going to save the North and Menominee score for just a moment. Superior tied with River Falls 7-7 at last juncture. Hudson and Menominee, a low-scoring affair. Hudson Memorial. Hudson over Eau Claire Memorial 3-0. After a field goal by the Raiders. Rice Lake and Ellsworth in a battle of state-ranked squads. Rice Lake tied with Ellsworth 8-8. But maybe what's really causing a lot of interest around at least the booth here and probably over the state if this score were to hold. Eau Claire North 14-6 over Menominee. In fact, the Huskies led 14-0 at one point before Menominee trimmed it within one score. So we'll keep an eye on that one for you as well. Your halftime stats, Chi High trailing New Richmond 7-0. First downs, 4 for Chippewa Falls. 3 of those 4 coming on their final drive of the half. 10 first downs for New Richmond. Total yards, 87 for Chippewa Falls. 146 total yards for New Richmond. Chi High, 15 carries for 74 yards, 13 yards through the air, 27 carries, most of them from Andrew Strandall from New Richmond, 27 carries for 107 yards, so not a huge average so far. Strandall, again, knock on wood, but the Cards have mostly bottled him up. 39 yards through the air for New Richmond. Chi High with one fumble but did not lose it. New Richmond has not turned the ball over. Well, really, neither team has turned the ball over. 2 penalties for 10 yards for Chi High. 1 penalty for 10 yards for New Richmond. Chi High, 32-yard average on 2 punts and 1 punt for 30 yards for New Richmond. Individual stats for New Richmond. Andrew Trandall, 24 carries in the first half for 94 yards. He has been the workhorse. Seamus Scanlon, 2 carries for 10 yards. Ethan Turbeville, 1 carry for 3 yards. Chi High is led by Mason Von Hayden. Again, most of that on that final drive. 8 totes for 59 yards. Mason Howard, 3 carries for 9 yards. Mason Tester, 1 tote for 4 yards. And Dawson Goodman, 2 carries for 3 yards. Passing, Mason Von Hayden, 1 of 3 for 13 yards. Seamus Scanlon, 6 of 9. Again, he comes into this game completing 80% of his passes, 6 of 9 on the evening for 39 yards. Receiving, Mason Tester had the one reception from Mason Von Hayden for 13 yards. On the other side for New Richmond, Drew Efforts, 2 catches for 17 yards. Jacob Hagman, 2 for 10. Drew Eckert, 1 for 9. And their tight end, Schroeder, with one reception for 3 yards. Those are your halftime stats. The halftime highlights coming up next here on WOGO Sports. This is the Hy-Vee Halftime Show, brought to you by your local Hy-Vee grocery store on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. Find surprise deals and savings on the Hy-Vee Eau Claire Facebook page. Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. Back in 3 minutes on WOGO Sports and Cardinals TV. This is Chi High Football on WOGO.
Winning in sports takes teamwork. At Johnson Roloff, we are a team. And when everyone does their part, success comes easier. Make Johnson Roloff Service a part of your team. Johnson Roloff helps you keep your job site clean, safe, and more efficient. Call Johnson Roloff Service for dumpsters at your construction site, roofing job, or for recycling metal, appliances, tires, and more. Get prompt, courteous, and professional service every time. Visit JohnsonRoloffService.com. Proud to support our local athletes. That's JohnsonRoloffService.com.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering 2 full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families and strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
If you need delicate surgery, you wouldn't ask for just anyone.
Oh, sure thing, Bob. Just let me finish up with the hedge here and I'll be right over.
So if you need a boundary survey or a certified survey map, call a professional. Heath Slocan and Associates, LLC. Professional land surveying. State licensed and fully insured with top-of-the-line surveying equipment and mapping software. Call owner Jason Heath at 715-720-4000. Heath Slocan and Associates. Proud to support local sports.
Walk in for an interview, walk out with a job. The Fleet Farm Distribution Center in Chippewa Falls is hosting walk-in interviews every Monday through Friday from 10 to 3 with job offers right on the spot. Work full-time or find a flexible part-time position. You'll also love the benefits, including competitive pay, matching 401k, and a 20% discount at all Fleet Farm stores. Walk into the Chippewa Falls DC weekdays from 10 to 3 or apply now at careers.fleetfarm.com.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Inc. has taken pride in bringing you only the highest quality concrete. They mine and process the aggregates themselves with daily testing to ensure quality and performance. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Get the job done right. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
Welcome back to the Hy-Vee Halftime Show, brought to you by your local Hy-Vee grocery store on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. Get those donuts, friends. Man, I had some today, and they were fantastic. Probably more than I should have had, but you know what? They're sponsors, so got to make sure I can talk intelligently about it. The Hy-Vee Halftime Show, thank you to your local Eau Claire Hy-Vee for being part of Chi-High and McDonald Athletics. Let's hear how the first half sounded, your halftime highlights here on Wogo Sports and Cardinal TV.
And that time he was able to find his way for 7 yards.
5'9", 165, a junior Miles Burke, the backup running back in on third and two. Burke will get the call right up the middle. He's hit in the backfield, and he's driven back by a wall of white.
Fantastic job there. Reed Post, I see. Jay Sweefelhofer into the play. Drevis again. A really fantastic job by the Chi-High defense to dominate the line of scrimmage.
That Coach Reggie Larson is going for kind of in this no man's land here inside the 40 of Chi-High. It'll be 4th and 3 from the 37. 5.5 minutes gone by in the first quarter on one New Richmond possession. Twins tight slot to the left. 4th and 3. Chi-High trying to get a stop. Man in motion left to right. Low snap. Scanlon's going to give it to Trandle. He's tripped up. He's hit in the backfield. He is hit. He is down. Chi-High football.
Great job by the defense. They put six people on the line of scrimmage. Really challenging New Richmond to go pass over them or to go to the edge, but they still tried to go up the middle, and Chi-High was there to meet them in the middle and stop. Great change of possession here now by the Chi-High defense to get a stop.
The right side, twin receivers on the left. Now the jet sweep motion again. The fake, Von Hayden going to keep it himself. And Von Hayden has some room. Von Hayden still pushing inside the 40-yard line. He is escorted out of bounds all the way down to the 30. A gain of 17 for Mason Von Hayden.
Yep.
Those are your first half highlights here on WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV, the Hy-Vee Halftime Show, brought to you by your local Hy-Vee grocery store, Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. And a few quick thoughts here from you, Alan Dunham. A quick update as well, too. Hudson is now leading Eau Claire Memorial 10-0. But again, this is a game where Chi-High is right there. And you can't look back now and say, well, what if we'd been able to punch one in before the half? All you can do now is say we get the ball a chance to tie the game right away to start the third quarter.
I think defensively you have to say we did what we hoped we would do. For the most part, containing Trandall to average of 4 yards a carry is a good job. 24 carries is unheard of by running back in one half. So they're really feeding him the pill. So defensively, good job, only giving up one touchdown. You can't really be upset about that. But offensively, not until the last 2 minutes did you have any kind of a rhythm, and they bogged down, they got inside the 30. So I'm sure they're in there looking for plays that will have some effect here in the second half, hoping to get some momentum going, sustain drives, keep your defense fresh, and get the offense churning, see if you can find some big plays and get a couple scores.
Well, we are 2 minutes away from the second half in a 7-0 game. Chi-High trailing New Richmond by a single score, and the Cards will get the ball to start the third. We're back in 2 minutes on WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV. This is Chi-High Football.
At Hy-Vee, we make lives happier. And you'll be happy when you stop by for breakfast in our Wahlburgers fast casual restaurant. Or grab a flatbread pizza from our Mia Italian. In the mood for Chinese? We have that too in our Hy-Vee High Chai department right next to our sushi counter. So whatever you're in the mood for, you'll leave with a smile on your face when you visit Hy-Vee, a proud sponsor of Chi-High Football.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
With a Royal Credit Union checking account, you get endless ways to bank, save, and spend. Royal's checking accounts offer all the benefits you need, like no minimum balance, no monthly fees, and customizable real-time alerts. You'll have access to our free online banking and mobile app, so managing your account is easy. We're in your neighborhood, on your phone, and here to help. Open your checking account with Royal Credit Union today at rcu.org/royalcheckingaccount. Insured by NCUA.
Winning in sports takes teamwork. At Johnson Roloff, we are a team. And when everyone does a part, success comes easier. Make Johnson Roloff service a part of your team. Johnson Roloff helps you keep your job site clean, safe, and more efficient. Call Johnson Roloff Service for dumpsters at your construction site, roofing job, or for recycling metal, appliances, tires, and more. Get prompt, courteous, and professional service every time. Visit JohnsonRoloffService.com. Proud to support our local athletes. That's JohnsonRoloffService.com.
We conclude the Hy-Vee Halftime Show here on WOGO Sports. Caleb Swenson, Alan Dunham with you. Owen Krista running the Chi-High Live video stream. Subscribe to CFHS Media on YouTube if you'd like to watch and listen to Chi-High football throughout the season. Thank you to Ezra Van Dyke keeping things running smoothly at the WOGO home base in Halley. And, of course, thank you to all of the sponsors that you're hearing all throughout this game, making it possible for us to follow Chi-High wherever they may go. And the Cards, in a critical game here in the Big Rivers, trying to right their 1-2 conference record at 2-2, and it's going to take some doing, Alan, but if you're Chippewa Falls, you're right there with a team that looked to be about the class of the conference up there with River Falls, and you're playing on their turf, and you're playing them head-to-head, playing them tough.
Yeah, absolutely. You're certainly in a decent position. You're only down one touchdown. You're getting the ball, and they're going to be with the win, which could be a factor in this game.
Line drive kick picked up by Dawson Goodman at the 8-yard line, 10, 15, 20. Goodman with a burst, 30, 35, and up to the 36-yard line. Good starting field position for Chi-High. If he got to the 37, that will equal their best starting field position of the night. And with 8 seconds gone by in the second half, Chi-High will take over, trailing just 7-0.
Looks to me like Chi-High has a little bit different personnel inside the huddle. Anxious to see what they do for adjustments to start the second half.
Twin receivers to the left in the slot. Again, a wing back and an H-back with Howard in motion left to right. Mason Von Hayden, the flip to Howard. Howard stretching it off the right side, trying to turn the corner. He will. He is checked out of bounds into his own sideline at the 40-yard line. That's a gain of 4 on first down for Mason Howard.
Nice job. There's the same formation that they ran on the last series of the first half where they had their most success in the offense. And the line did a nice job just to get enough of Ethan Tuberville, the very fast middle linebacker, to keep him from getting a tackle for loss.
Chi-High right back to the line. Call it a gain of 5, 2nd and 5. Von Hayden going to keep it himself off the right side. He'll turn the corner near the stick. He's knocked out of bounds, but near midfield, a gain of 9.
There's a read option where he fakes or gives to the fullback. In that case, it was Dawson Goodman, and then he keeps it himself and goes around the edge. And there was quite a collision between a lineman and Dawson Goodman, with Goodman delivering a big blow wasn't a part of the play, but fun to watch from a football perspective.
Dawson usually dishes out some pretty good blows once or twice a game. Howard in motion left to right. The ball's on the ground. It's loose. Chai High trying to fall on it. And the officials will quickly say, yes, it is Chippewa Falls football. But something happened in the backfield there. It looked to be maybe a shovel pass.
That's exactly right. They had a receiver coming in motion. Quarterback drops back, shovels it forward.
That would be an incomplete
pass.
They're
going to call an incomplete pass.
So, of course, you lose the down, but no yardage.
A little bit of a risky play, but it has potential.
And Chai High trying to show some unscouted looks here. Twin receivers tight slot to the right. Jet sweep action. Mason Von Hayden will keep it himself after faking it to Dawson Goodman. Von Hayden will spin across midfield down to the 49, but no further on second and 10.
Most games,
make it a third and long.
Most games, Chai High has had success using the fullback dive. But in this game, every time that they've gone up the middle, they've been met by the orange wall. And so that's why you're seeing so much action to the edges, because that's where they've been able to find some success. We have yet really to go to the air much, but in the first half when we dropped back to pass, again, the pass rush was so effective that Von Hayden wasn't able to get back and get set up.
Third and 8 now for Chai High from the 48 officially. Mason Von Hayden with one back, man in motion right to left. Von Hayden designated rollout. He is under heavy pressure, flips it left side, incomplete. Looking for Mason Tester. And they were on Mason Von Hayden in an instant.
Yes, it was a rollout to his left. The defensive end came crashing in, was not hindered by anyone in his face. As you said, he flicked it out. I thought potentially the defender got to Tester before the ball did, but no call from the referee. And now Chai has to give it up.
Clary will punt from his own 40-yard line with the wind. Good snap. Left-footed boot high into the lights. Driven back all the way to the 7-yard line. Bobbled there. Then straight ahead, breaking an ankle tackle and diving across the 15 up to the 16, maybe the 17-yard line.
That's one where typically as a punt returner, you're going inside the 10. You let that one go. But he received the punt and did a nice job to get 6-7 yards out of it.
Well, give yourself a cost of living increase. We always tell you this. Berry Global has opened up night shift production operator positions with a 2-2-3 schedule, amazing benefits, and entry-level wages starting at $23.60 per hour. Find the Chippewa Falls location at berryglobal.com/careers, berryglobal.com/careers. First and 10 from the 16. Trandall gets his 25th carry of the night, and Andrew Trandall that time is slowed down and stopped after a gain of maybe 2.
Drevis in there, Jay Sweefoffer again, and Davis Bromeisel doing a really nice job holding the edge from his defensive end position. That run coming to the right side, and the Chai High defense was up to the challenge.
Neither team has turned the ball over yet. Chai High has put the ball on the ground a couple times. One, of course, was on that shovel pass, but two kind of drive-killing plays. Second and 9 officially. Scanlon. Going to give it to Trandall. Trandall breaking contained right side, and he is taken out of bounds. And Jackson Google wisely keeps Trandall upright, because if he had thrown him to the ground, that probably would have been 15.
Great job by Davis Bromeisel again from the defensive end position, sending that to the outside. And then Jackson Google, as you mentioned, coming up from the cornerback position to make the tackle.
So third and about 5. After the gain by Trandall. Three receivers to the left. Single receiver slot to the right. Ball in the near hash. Third and 5. Seamus Scanlon, the senior, takes the snap. Whips it right side. He's got a man across the 27-yard line. Up to the 30 for a first down with about 3 yards to spare. That's one of his big targets.
Pass is complete.
Number 6 to Schrader. Schrader 6'2", 200, just a junior.
Google in that tackle.
And Jackson Google typically has been matched up one-on-one with this 6'2 tight end Trader. 9.5 to go in the third quarter. 7-0 New Richmond with the football. Their first possession here the second half. Three receivers left, single receiver right. Delayed give. Andrew Trandall. Trandall right up the middle. Clary hops on his back. Mason Minarski undercuts him at the 45-yard line. Trandall still up to the 47, maybe even
Flurry
the 48.
The and folks, just a quick update. Oh, Caden McNeil has been found.
They're going to spot it back at the 46-yard line. So that's where the knee went down with 3 minutes gone by here, third quarter.
Caden Spaeth checking into the game, number 90 for Jay Sweefelhofer on the defensive line.
Again, four wide, three left, single receiver right. Seamus Scanlon with Trandall to his right. Fakes the delayed give. He's going to pop it over the middle. And he's got a man at Schrader, his big tight end, Dawson Goodman, with the lick on him at the 48. That's still a New Richmond first down.
Pass is complete to Schrader. Goodman with the tackle. Google also.
Yeah, just about a 10-yard in route. That he ran. Nice job hitting the window between the cornerback and the safety. And as you said, Dawson Goodman gave him a good lick. And that is something you think about as a receiver, that you're going to see Dawson Goodman at you, and he's quite a defender.
Four wide, twins, tight slots left and right. Delayed give to Trandall. Trandall trying to split it out left side. Jai High strings it out well and blows it back for a loss of one, maybe two. Jai High defensive front.
Excellent job by the defense. That's exactly what they were hoping would happen on the majority of these run plays, where the whole defense is swarming, closing down the gaps, leaving Trandall no place to go.
Now, they may say Trandall actually squirmed up for half a yard there. They'll call it second and nine on the scoreboard. Eyeballing it here, it looks like he didn't quite get a full yard on first down. So second and long, regardless. Twin receivers in the slots left and right. Seamus Scanlon calls for the ball. Fakes the pass, gives it to Trandall.
Trandall lost the ball. It's loose. Chai High falls on it. The Cards have the ball at the 46. Excellent job. This is what you're really hoping for as a defense. You can get a turnover to give the ball back to your offense. Nathan Drivas again with the initial tackle, or at least attempt, threw Trandall off. And I'm not sure who made the hit, but the ball hit the turf and the Chai High defense was all over it.
I mean, we talk about Trandall carrying the ball 24 times in the first half. That was either his 27th or 28th carry, and that's another thing. You take a lot of hits. And that time, a hit got home, popped the ball loose. These teams only had one turnover between them the last time they met. Chai High 121-14 in Chippewa, and that was a New Richmond turnover. Cards have put the ball on the ground, been able to recover it, and now first and 10, best starting field position of the night for Chippewa Falls at their own 46-yard line. Jet sweep look, the give to Dawson Goodman. Goodman breaking a tackle across midfield inside the 45-yard line and down to the 42, Dawson Goodman for 14.
Just as soon as I said that they've not had any success running the ball up the middle, on this drive they go back to the middle run, and Dawson Goodman this time finds some green space and bullies his way to a first down.
12 officially. Poor math by the communications major. Twin receivers to the right. Faking the jet sweep, give to Dawson Goodman. Goodman off right guard. Goodman pushing into the pile to the 40-yard line. And a gain of a couple.
This looks like a statement drive to me, where the offense got challenged by the coaches to say, hey, this is on you. You win your individual matchups. You push these guys forward. We're going to run behind you. This is our bread and butter. We're a running team, and we're going to run this drive down their throat, and that's the attempt right here.
Ball is on the far hash. Zeke Johnson split out to the right. Howard slot to the right. Fake to Howard. Mason Von Hayden's going to keep it himself, and Von Hayden hit right at the line of scrimmage. Cannot spin away from that tackle. He'll fall forward for one. But a huge play for the Chai High offense. And you figure at this juncture of the game, 6.5 to go in the third quarter, where the ball spotted at the 39-yard line, you have two plays to get 8 yards, 7 yards.
I would think so. You have the wind, so you're going to need another 10 yards before you're thinking about a field goal attempt. But I would agree with you that they would make two offensive attempts here to get the first down.
Twin receivers to the left. Wing back and H-back to the right. Empty backfield. Howard in motion left to right out of the slot. Von Hayden going to keep it himself. He finds a crease inside the 35-yard line. Spun down. He is close to a Chai High first down at the 32-yard line. Needed 7. Got 7. Got 8. Give him the 31. That's a first down for Chai High.
Every offensive snap this series, they've run Mason Howard in motion, faking him, giving the defense something to think about, and then Von Hayden has the option to hand off up the middle or take it himself.
And he's made some wise decisions on those keepers. First and 10, Chai High from the 31. Zeke Johnson and Mason Howard right wing. Howard in motion right to left. They will not give it to him. Hayden, Von Hayden's going to keep it himself right side. Von Hayden spun down maybe behind the line of scrimmage. Ran to the short side of the field. And the new Richmond defense stiffens up on first down. 5:20 and counting to go third quarter here at New Richmond. Cards trailing the Tigers 7-0, but a promising drive.
This is about the same spot where they bobbed down on the last possession of the second quarter. Hopefully this time they can have better success.
Still looking for their first foray into the Johnson roll-off red zone. Second and 11 after the loss of one. They'll bring it in, double wing, double tight. The crisscross, that's Mason Howard. Howard makes the man miss, 25-20. He's in the clear, 15-10-5, right to the pylon. He dives to the end zone.
And out at the one.
Oh, the far referee signaled for a touchdown. They're going to have a little conference here.
If they do call it a touchdown, they ruin my call, but that's all right. And they will conference, and we'll say it's Chi High first and goal at the one-yard line.
Somebody contact the trainer because the move that Mason Howard put on the defender broke a couple of ankles.
First and goal from the one. Is it Nathan Drevis time? Or Dawson Goodman? Let's see who's out there. Chi-High trailing 7-0. Mason Von Hayden with the keeper straight ahead into the end zone. Touchdown, Chippewa Falls.
Great job. The offensive line been challenged this series. They mashed ahead, made headway. Von Hayden tip it into the end zone for a touchdown. Great response by the Chi-High coming off a turnover, driving 50 yards for the touchdown.
Von Hayden, the one-yard TD plunge. And now Subi Mason kicking with the wind for the PAT. Out of the hold of Dawson Goodman. Good snap, good placement, kick booms to the uprights. It is good, and we are tied at 7 back in 60 seconds. This is Chi High Football on WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV.
It seems like a dollar just doesn't go as far these days. But when was the last time you had a pay raise? Give yourself your own cost of living increase with a new career at Berry Global in Chippewa Falls. Plastics manufacturer Berry Global has opened up night shift production operator positions with entry-level wages starting at $23.60 per hour. Medical, dental, and vision coverage, a 2-2-3 schedule, and you'll start out at $23.60 per hour. Find the Chippewa Falls location at berryglobal.com/careers. That's berryglobal.com/careers.
What do you get with a boiler repair diagnostic from Wärzgalä Plumbing and Heating? First, you'll find our service is second to none with clean, professional, and friendly boiler service and installations. Maybe it's cracking noises, foul odors, no hot water, or the boiler is on but not heating. Wärzgalä will diagnose the problem and give you all the best options for a smooth heating season. Call 1-800-307-9000 or go to wärzgalä.com.
Welcome back to Chi High Football on WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV. The kick bounces at the 4-yard line and into the end zone, and New Richmond will take over at their own 20-yard line with 4:46 to go in the third quarter. Rain starting to fall beneath these Friday night lights in a now tie game, 7-7, after a great response after the fumble by Andrew Trandall. Chi High takes it now the length of the field at Allen Dunham, but they took it half the length of the field and got the job done. A one-yard TD plunge by Mason Von Hayden.
Yeah, that run off the left side by Mason Howard, 31-yard run to set up that touchdown. Just a piece of work. Beautiful run.
On first down, left side pass, and man, that went really nowhere for New Richmond, maybe even a loss.
Looking up at the lights, I can see the rain is starting to come down. The umbrellas are coming out. That ball's going to be slick. If they had any chances or thoughts about throwing the football, it's going to get even harder right now.
Now it's a second and 11. That was a loss of one on first down. Tight twin receiver slots left and right. Seamus Scanlon gives to Trandall again. Actually, I believe that was Burke, the backup running back, and he spins past the 20-yard line up to the 22. So quickly, a third and long.
Post with a tackle, third down.
Reed Post with the stop.
Such a big momentum change on the turnover, and then for Chi-High to march down and score that touchdown. Can't tell you how big that is now to have a tie game.
Ball on the far hash. New Richmond again will spread three receivers out to the right. Single receiver to the left, Seamus Scanlon with Burke to his right. So Trandall not out there right now. Third and nine with the rain falling. Scanlon, the senior, calls for the ball. Will give to Burke left side. Burke into the left side of the line, and he is hit, and he is dropped shy of the 25-yard line, and that is a very quick three and out forced by the Chi High defense.
You have to feel good about that. For whatever reason, Trandall's hurt or needs a rest, whatever it is. It's hard to tell right now. But a great job of that Chi High defense. Again, a three and out. I don't think New Richmond's had that this game. Tremendous job. Another offense that's warmed up after a nice touchdown march. We'll get the ball back very quickly.
And Mason Howard, who just had that brilliant 31-yard Mikowski-esque run, will stand just inside the 50-yard line. Punting into the wind, New Richmond. But a good punt. And Howard's going to let it bounce. And he'll stay away from it. Almost, wow, goodness. He was very close dancing around that football as it takes quite a New Richmond roll at the 38-yard line. New Richmond is trying to campaign to the officials that Mason Howard touched it. And he was very close. A little soft shoe action right around the football. And I kind of wonder if the Chi High coaches are going to tell Mason to just maintain a little bit more distance if you're not going to pick it up.
Yes, they'll definitely remind him, get away from that football. Don't even give it a chance to touch you, because then it becomes a live ball. But as it is, first down for Chi High.
Chi High, first and 10 from their own 39 in a tie game. A chance to take the lead. They'll go double wing, double tight. Tester in motion. They'll give the ball to Tester, and Tester testing the right side, and he is strung out. Will still push his way across the 40-yard line for a gain of about two. It's been tough sledding for Mason Tester with some limited carries so far, but we've seen the breakaway speed from Tester.
They went back to the traditional double wing, double tight formation. That time ran off the right side, as you said, to Tester. No jet action sweep this time. No run option read by Von Hayden.
2:15 and counting, third quarter, second and nine for Chi High. Mason Von Hayden, give left side, that's Mason Howard. Stop, starts again across the 45-yard line. Mason Howard is cut down very close to the 49-yard line. I thought he was a yard shy. Now he is really close to the stick. I don't think they'll measure. Now they're actually not giving him quite as generous of a spot. But second and nine becomes third and a short one.
Nice job on a counter run. Good job by the offensive line blocking for that.
Just inside the 49-yard line, double wing, double tight for Chi High. Third and one. Mason Von Hayden will call his own number straight ahead with a sneak, and that's a good push from the offensive line. And Mason Von Hayden all the way down to the 47-yard line. Alan, I think you were spot on that something was said to challenge this offensive line for Chi High to say, you are big and you are physical, go out and prove it. And my goodness, the big fellas.
I was just going to say, that type of play had no traction in the first half. Now in the second half, that run up the middle is gaining yards.
Double wing, double tight from the 47. Left side, Mason Howard. Howard finds a crease, 45, 40-yard line. He's hit hard and shoved out of bounds just inside the 40-yard line. Gain of close to eight on first down for Mason Howard.
This is where Chi High likes to be. The offensive line has control of the scrimmage, and they're getting gains, positive gains in every run. So they're running inside, outside. The complement of their offense is working very well inside, outside, and they have to be feeling good about where they're at right now.
On the near hash, a long run for Mason Von Hayden from the sideline after he gets the play call. Chi High, we've seen them go tempo last week at times this week, now slowing it down a little bit. Tied at seven, just over a minute to go in the third quarter. Double wing, double tight, two wing backs and a fullback. Howard in motion left to right. Tester's going to get the call, and Tester has some room for a first down inside the 35-yard line. Spun down at the 32, gain of seven for Mason Tester.
This time the action was coming to the left side, but they countered to the right side. And Tester probably couldn't believe his eyes, because when he got the football, there was no one outside of the tackle. It was nothing but green space. The New Richmond defender number nine did a nice job to get out there and make a play on Tester. Otherwise, it was going to be a touchdown.
That was Drew Efforts, the 6-foot senior wide receiver and DB. 45 seconds and counting. Maybe one or two plays left in the third quarter in a tie game, 7-all. Mason Howard gets the call again left side. Howard cuts between a wave of defenders inside the 30-yard line, and he's spun down at the 26. Gain of six for Mason Howard, and the yards coming in a little bit more of a chunk fashion for this Chi-High rushing attack.
It's so fun to watch Howard when he gets in some space like that. New Richmond is stringing it out nicely, but that's where Howard really thrives. He can find just a little bit of a crease. He's like tackling a shadow. You think you have him, and then he stutter steps, makes a move, makes you miss. Nice gain, and this is going to end the third quarter.
Cards knocking on the door of the Johnson Roll-Off Red Zone as we head to the final frame. After three complete, your score, Chi-High 7, New Richmond 7. We are back in 60 seconds. This is Cardinal Football on WOGO Sports.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families and strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Hi, this is Dave Check, attorney and owner of the Check Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Check Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Check Law Office to your team.
Does it seem like something?
The fourth quarter begins here on WOGO Sports as the Cards are getting close to the Johnson Roll-Off Red Zone. Johnson Roll-Off is your local roll-off dumpster service, making recycling easy and job sites more efficient. JohnsonRolloffService.com. Second and four, Chi-High from the 26 of New Richmond. Seven apiece with 12 minutes to go in regulation. Double wing, double tight. Mason Von Hayden give off the left side. And New Richmond stymies that close to the first down marker. Looks to be just shy.
This second half is exactly what we expected to see in the first half, where Chi-High would come out, dominate the line of scrimmage, ball control offense, 3, 4, 5, 6 yards a carry, and just march down methodically the field using up the clock.
Chi-High rushes back to the line. Two wing backs, two tight ends, third and one from the 23. Mason Von Hayden again pushing straight ahead for a first down on the quarterback sneak. Von Hayden's run the ball very effectively, but maybe some of these most impressive runs on short yardage situations where he is getting a phenomenal push from his guards and center.
Absolutely. This is now in the first half, the orange wall was dominating. This time now it's great to see the white jerseys pushing back the orange, creating space for Von Hayden or whoever's getting the football.
The Cards officially now in the Johnson Roll-Off Red Zone. First and 10 from the 20-yard line. Mason Howard. Howard finding a little crease. Jump cut inside the 15-yard line and down to the 13.
This is the crisscross handoff where initially hands off to Tester. Tester hands off to Howard as the running backs crisscross in the backfield. And he makes a nice run off to the left side. As you said, makes a jump cut. 8 yards on first down. This is all you could hope for as an offense like Chi-High, which is a run-dominating offense.
Second and two from the 12-yard line of New Richmond in a tie game, seven apiece. Ball on the far hash, double wing, double tight, familiar formation for Chi-High. Give to the B-back, that's Drevis, and Drevis right back to the line of scrimmage, but not much more as the rain is coming down with quite a bit of wind as well. We noticed the wind down on the field before this game began, and again, just sheets of rain. I don't know if it's a heavy rain, but you're certainly seeing a lot of umbrellas out there right now, but the rain mixed with the wind means this is pretty much a keep-the-ball-on-the-ground game right now, I would think. Third and one. Third and one from just inside the 11-yard line for Chi-High. Crisscross, Mason Howard with it. Howard, another jump cut. He's loose. Five, and to the end zone, stretching. Is he in? He is! Touchdown, Chippewa Falls! Mason Howard from 11 yards out on third down.
Previously, when they've had short situations, they've gone up the middle with Von Hayden or the fullback. This time, as you said, the crisscross handoff Mason goes off left side, makes a nice move, making the defender miss, reaches over, lunges into the end zone, and this time the referee puts up his hands for a touchdown.
9:50 to go in the fourth. 11-yard touchdown run by Mason Howard. Subi Mason, the all-important PAT. He booms it through the uprights, 14-7 shy high. We are back in 60 seconds. This is Cardinals football at WOGO Sports.
Does it seem like some teams are at state every year? When a sports program has a successful culture, the wins keep on coming. For nearly 70 years, the extraordinary team at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine has delivered exceptional care to patients throughout the Chippewa Valley. From sports to spine, head to toe, the team has you covered. Go with the best. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls, and a new center coming soon to Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Are you looking for the home of your dreams? Ashley Construction can help you design and build it. Visit ashleyconstruction.co to check out our new Riverbell development. Riverbell is in the middle of apple orchard country in rural Chippewa Falls with beautiful views and rolling hills. Ashley Construction will make your building experience enjoyable from planning to handing you the keys. Additional lots in phase two are coming soon, so get your name on the waiting list today. Your perfect home awaits in the Riverbell neighborhood. Ashley Construction.
14-7, Chi High has taken their first lead of the night on the road here at New Richmond. Subi Mason with the kick. It pops up in the air. There's a scramble for it by New Richmond as a couple of their upbacks ran into their returners, and the Tigers are able to retrieve it, but right inside the 20-yard line.
This time I can see that Trandall was back on that kickoff return, and so he is set to return it running back.
The 11-yard run, touchdown run by Mason Howard on third and one makes it 14-7 Chi High. And again, that PAT by Subi cannot be understated as well with the blowing winds. Trandall will get a carry off the 20-yard line up to the 25. For those wondering, Jack Kane, we saw him last week, a 21-yard keeper. This reported by Justice Cleveland. Eau Claire North leads Menominee 20-6 with 7:47 remaining in the third quarter. So a lot of time to go in that one, but a very interesting night here in the Big Rivers Conference. Back to the action in our game. Chi High leading 14-7. Almost 3 minutes gone by here, fourth quarter. Seamus Scanlon flipped left side. That's Trandall. Trandall hurdles one defender. He's spilled at the 30-yard line. That's very close to Trandall a first down. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics reminds you not to let a lingering sports injury keep you from being your best. At Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers will get you back in the game. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls, and coming soon to Rice Lake, visit cvosm.com/WOGO. It is a first down for New Richmond. Again, they'll feed the beast with Trandall. Trandall off the right side this time. He's bottled up before he can hit the 35-yard line, but you know, well, 4.5, maybe 5 for Andrew Trandall.
Yeah, this is now New Richmond's time to gut check. You're down 14-7 all of a sudden. You went into halftime a 7-0 lead. Now in this series, 3 plays, 3 handoffs to Trandall, 5 yards a pop.
Twins tight slots left and right for New Richmond. 2nd and 5 from their own 35. Scanlon calls for the ball, give to Trandall. Trandall left side, runs into his own blocker, and then squirts away for a gain of 3. We've seen Trandall put it on the ground one time here tonight as Carter Bovey humps him back up.
It is a little harder to throw. Certainly the ball is slick. Ground is slick, footing is not as good. And they're going to their bell cow. 4 for 4 to Trandall.
Again, we believe he's right around 30 or 31 carries unofficially. Give to Trandall again. Trandall, he is upended as he's undercut at the 38-yard line, falls forward to the 39. And this is going to be a 4th and 1 for New Richmond, trailing 14-7. What do you do if you're Coach Reggie Larson? They're getting right back to the line.
Tremendous job by Reed Post and Nathan Dreva, submarine in the offensive line.
Scanlon's going to keep it himself right side, and Scanlon finds a gap across the 45-yard line for a first down.
Yeah, for the first play, first time in this series, somebody other than Trandall carried the ball. He faked the handoff, kept it himself, nearly lost the ball. The ball is slick.
To the 49, and New Richmond playing with Temple right now, trailing 14-7, 7.5 minutes to play. Trips tight slot to the left. Give to Trandall. Trandall, he is again undercut and dropped right at the line of scrimmage, and maybe the footing is starting to become a little bit of an issue. This is a gorgeous field turf surface, but it's still wet out there.
Yeah, that time you could see it. Trandall was going off to the right side. The defensive line was stretching out really wonderfully. He tried to make a hard cut up the field, lost his footing, and went down for no gain.
Talk about gut check time for New Richmond, gut check time for this Chi-High defense. Just played phenomenally well here in the second half. Can they get another stop and help preserve this one-score lead as we're a minute away from the halfway point of the fourth quarter? Scanlon, looks like some early movement from Burke, the running back. He'll be strung out to the sideline and shoved out of bounds. As we'll remind you one final time tonight, to give yourself a cost of living increase, Berry Global has opened up night shift production operator positions with a 2-2-3 schedule, amazing benefits, and entry-level wages starting at $23.60 per hour. Find the Chippewa Falls location at berryglobal.com/careers, berryglobal.com/careers. It's a 3rd-and-8 now for New Richmond from the 49 of Chi-High. 6:49 and counting to go. Scanlon will give to Trandall. Trandall off the right side finds a little bit of a gap, but it's closed very quickly as he is hit at the 46-yard line. Gain of just 3, 4th-and-5. This is past midfield. Coach Larson had no hesitation going for it on 4th down last time and doesn't seem like he's going to hesitate here.
You don't fault New Richmond for nearly every play handing the ball off to Trandall. He's an excellent athlete. Certainly would say the best athlete on the field. However, Chi-High is doing an amazing job game tackling him, and there was a good example of it. You had 6 guys on him to bring him down for a
short
game.
4th and 5 from the 46-yard line. Twin receivers tight slot left and right. Scanlon will go back to pass. He's going to look right. He's going to throw right. It's out high. It's knocked down. Incomplete. Turnover on downs.
Jackson Google out there on defense did an excellent job getting high for the ball and knocking it out.
On 4th and 5, looked to be an on-target pass from Scanlon despite the rain, but how about Google, who's close to the state interception lead? He has 5 coming into this game, and that time a wise play even for field position to knock the ball down, make sure it hits the turf safely, and give your offense golden starting field position with a 14-7 lead.
Great job by the Chi-High defense to make a stop on that New Richmond attempt.
So 1st and 10 from their own 46 for Chi-High, 6:03 remaining in the game, leading 14-7. Double wing, double tight, give to Drevis. Drevis straight ahead to midfield, and the weightlifter will pound ahead for 4 as Chi-High, with the rain falling here at New Richmond. A beautiful Friday night underneath the lights. Well, I mean, it's beautiful because it's football. Technically, the weather isn't that great. But
absolutely. And I can't emphasize what a reversal this is from the first half, where Chi-High was not getting any push at all. This time they are, and it's glorious to watch them getting 4, 5, 6 yards a pop.
2nd and 6 from midfield. Tester Howard and Drevis in the backfield. Mason Von Hayden, the junior signal caller, will now crouch under center. Sends a man in motion. Gives to Howard. Howard, he finds a gap, bashes his way inside the 45-yard line with a twist. He's close to the first down. We'll see what the side judge gives in terms of a spot. It may be just shy.
You can see when Von Hayden goes under center, he's looking to the referee to see when he does the countdown. They're definitely trying to milk the clock as much as they can on every play. Sometimes that can hurt you because they've got momentum, and the offensive line's like, hey, let's go, let's run. We've got these guys. But they're consciously running the clock down, running on that play, as you said. Nice job by Mason Howard to get out of it what he could, stretching forward.
Mason Von Hayden, 3rd and 1. Double wing, double tight from the 44 of New Richmond. Ball right in the middle of the field. He'll turn, wheel, give to his B-back. Straight ahead, should be enough for the first down by Drevis. A gain of about 1, 1.5.
This is very typical, reminiscent, kind of gold standard of a Rakovich coach Chi-High team. They're tough, they're physical, they do not give up. They play all the way, the whole game. And even when it's down, they seem like the momentum's going the other way. They held their ground, and I think that Trandall turnover is a turning point in this game.
The only turnover of the night is Dawson Goodman will come in for Mason Tester. Chi-High will snap this one with about 4 minutes to go, leading 14-7. They have a 1st and 10 from the 43 of New Richmond. Twin tight ends, twin wing backs. Give right side, Dawson Goodman. Goodman has a crease, 40, 35, 30. He's off, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, to the end zone, touchdown!
from 43 yards out, Dawson Goodman to the house.
He came around the corner with the ball, nothing but green in front of him. Did a nice job running. One safety had an angle on him. He did a little high step, tiptoed into the end zone for a touchdown. With a nice 14-point cushion here after Subi makes this extra point, hopefully.
3:51 on the clock here at New Richmond. Chi-Hi leads 20-7. Subi Mason out of the hold of the touchdown scorer, Dawson Goodman. Good snap. Good hold. The kick booms to the uprights. It is good. And Chi-Hi leads by 14. Don't go away. We're back in 60 seconds. This is Chi-Hi Football on WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV.
If you're used to big box store pharmacies, your local medicine shop of Chippewa Falls and Menominee probably feels a bit different. We don't just herd you through the line.
57. Paging 57.
We get to know you by name.
Hi, Sarah.
And always take the time to answer your questions. Plus, we offer free same-day local delivery. So think outside the big box. The Medicine Shop in Chippewa Falls and Menominee.
Walk in for an interview, walk out with a job. The Fleet Farm Distribution Center in Chippewa Falls is hosting walk-in interviews every Monday through Friday from 10 to 3 with job offers right on the spot. Work full-time or find a flexible part-time position. You'll also love the benefits, including competitive pay, matching 401k, and a 20% discount at all Fleet Farm stores. Walk into the Chippewa Falls DC weekdays from 10 to 3 or apply now at careers.fleetfarm.com.
Subi Mason, a perfect 3-for-3 on PATs, the latest coming after the 43-yard touchdown romp by senior Dawson Goodman. And with under 4 to play, Chi-Hi leads by 2 scores. Subi will get his pitching wedge out and drop this one perfectly inside the 20 to the 19-yard line. That's Efforts, and Efforts has some room at 30, 35. Dawson Goodman giving chase up at the 40-yard line. A great return by New Richmond, and that's what they need with 3:43 left, needing 2 scores to tie.
There's a really fine run by Dawson Goodman coming off the right side, but it was very well blocked as well. Just the whole team complimenting themselves, working well together, and you can see how much that Chi-Hi is wearing down this New Richmond team.
New Richmond went with tempo last time out. 4 wide, twins left and right. First and 10 for their own 41. Seamus Scanlon back to pass. He pumps. He's dancing out to his left. He floats one into his own sideline. Almost intercepted. May have even been intercepted. We couldn't quite see it, but
he was hoping to go deep.
Colby Solberg closest to the ball.
As the rain seems to have stopped here, and an opportunity now to throw a little bit more easily, but Dawson Goodman was back over the top of that, giving no opportunity for a long pass.
Second and 10 from their own 41. Again, 4 wide, split evenly left and right. Scanlon with Trandall to his left. Back to pass is Seamus Scanlon. Scanlon floats it out high right side, running under it and making the catch of the 45, quickly turning north-south to the 50 and close to a first down. That was Drew Efforts, the 6-foot senior. And will that be a first down? It will. The chains will move. Clock stops temporarily at 3:30 to play.
That was a huge rainbow. If he throws that one again, Jackson Google's going to take it back to the house.
4 wide again for Scanlon. Scanlon back to pass, clean pocket. Now it collapses. He rushes out to his left. Scanlon floats to left side. He's got a man at the 40-yard line, 39. Dawson Goodman ropes him down, keeps him inbounds inside the 35. As the clock, not the friend of New Richmond right now, but still a full complement of timeouts for head coach Reggie Larson. And quickly back to the line.
They made a few nice plays here with the pass game.
Scanlon back to pass again. He has a clean pocket. He's dancing, shuffling out to his left. Deep pass, left side. High pass looking for Jacob Hagman, the 6'2 senior, and good bracketing coverage. I think Wesley Tanzer was down there on the coverage and Dawson Goodman from his safety position. Where's that Carter Bovey? Excuse me.
Yeah, Carter Bovey with the coverage. Nice job going step for step. Dawson Goodman over the top.
Second down.
3:10 now on the clock. Ball is at the 34 of Chi-Hi. They lead 21-7. New Richmond with the football. Seamus Scanlon, who's completed 80% of his passes coming into this game. With 4 wide, 3 to the right, 1 to the left. He's immediately flushed on this possession. He's going to throw up a duck. It is intercepted! Picked off after it hit a couple pairs of hands.
What time is it?
At the 10-yard line.
Google time.
Jackson Google, his 6th pick
of the season. What a season for the senior.
And that,
by Google,
is a critical interception as it stymies
on their own 11-yard line.
A crucial drive for New Richmond. And I don't know if that one hit a couple pairs of hands. Again, it looked like it floated up there. As the rain stopped temporarily, doesn't mean there's not still some...
That was definitely what you would call a duck and chuck. Chihai had nice pressure. He threw it up into a crowd, and that's never a good idea when Google's around.
So 3:01 on the clock. Chihai leading 21-7. Ball was picked at the 11-yard line. Mason Von Hayden with double wings, double tight. Left side, that's Mason Howard. Howard is escaping in the backfield after they strung him out, and Mason Howard somehow turns a negative play into a gain of 3.
Ball security is so important here. You're down on your own, 10-yard line. You want to make sure you don't put the ball on the ground and give New Richmond an easy opportunity here as the time is ticking down. But certainly now 21-7. 2 minutes and 30 seconds left. Chihai in control of this game, and so glad for these young men, and they're going to have a great bus ride home.
Clock ticking down underneath 2:20 before the junior Mason Von Hayden will snap this. Second and 6, they'll actually call it the 15-yard line. Gain of 4. Off the right side, fighting hard up to the 20-yard line was Mason Howard.
Howard on the carry.
Again, Mason Von Howard has been trusted with the ball a lot here tonight. He's got in the end zone one time, but he has rewarded his coach's confidence. A timeout taken on the field. We'll be back in 60 seconds. Cardinal football on WOGO Sports.
Six Ways Post Glass and Mirror has you covered for anything glass.
Set!
Affordable auto glass repair and replacement.
2.
Custom cut glass and mirrors.
3.
Quick replacement of fogged or broken windows.
4.
Free mobile service.
5.
Window screen repair or replacement.
6.
Endless colors and styles for your perfect custom shower door.
Touchdown!
Post Glass and Mirror, your glass experts, and proud to be part of the Chippewa Falls community. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
Northwestern Bank. Delivering our values, creating a positive impact.
Working with Jamie at Northwestern Bank is like having another key player on your team. He believes getting to know you and your business is what allows him to provide the best banking solutions for your company's needs. His leadership and dedication has helped local businesses and organizations expand and grow, creating a positive impact in the Chippewa Valley.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
Chihai on 3rd and 1 is turned back from the line to gain by New Richmond. Coach Reggie Larson immediately calls a timeout with 2:04 to play, which means we will take a quick 30-second break and be back on WOGO Sports.
Looking for a little more comfort in your life? Call the experts at Kurth Heating and Cooling, your local, employee-owned, factory-authorized carrier dealer. Kurth technicians are the authorities at getting peak performance from your heating and cooling system. You could even find yourself saving money on your energy bill. They work on most brands of equipment, so call Kurth first. They have ways of making you very comfortable. Turn to the experts, Kurth Heating and Cooling.
Another update from the Big Rivers Conference. Hudson leading Eau Claire Memorial 16-0 in the third. Our score here with 2:04 remaining, 21-7 Chihai. Critical punt here for Thomas Clary. It's a good snap. Heavy rush, and Clary gets off a boomer that's going to be driven back to the 47-yard line, making one man miss. Trandall. Trandall at the 45-yard line, twists out of one tackle, down to the 40. 1:54 to go. So New Richmond did what they had to on that drive, stopping Chihai 3 and out and taking advantage of Clary having to punt into the wind. Really a pretty impressive punt by Thomas Clary.
I don't know what the adjustments were exactly at halftime, but I do want to say that a huge difference you see in the second half of the first half is the way the offensive line asserted themselves. I want to tip my hat to those guys and the job that they did.
Defense still needs to hold one final time, hopefully just one time here. Seamus Scanlon will dance out of the pocket. Now he's going to throw over the middle. He's got a man inside the 30-yard line, down to the 25 and to the 24. New Richmond will rush back to the line. The clock will stop at 1:45 to move the chains. And Chihai needs to keep everything in front of them here, but can't allow a quick score. 21-7. Scanlon back to pass. He's got a clean pocket. He's walking out to his right. Now he's flushed out to his left. Now Scanlon will just throw it into the dirt at the 22-yard line. Closest man to the ball was Drew Eckers. So 1:34 left. I believe just one timeout remaining for Coach Reggie Larson. Of course, if you're in Richmond right now, what you're hoping for is a very quick score and then something odd to happen on an onside kick.
Yeah, Chihai dropping 8 into pass coverage and rushing 3.
4 wide, back to pass. Scanlon rolling out to his left. He's got some heavy pressure. Throws one over the middle, and it is caught. No tips. Intercepted by Chihai at the 12-yard line. 2 drives in a row. They pick off Seamus Scanlon.
Goodman for the Cardinals.
And Dawson Goodman with the pick.
Threw it up high. New Richmond player had it in his hands. Fell off from his hands into the waiting arms of Dawson Goodman. And that will seal this game. Great job of the Chihai defense. Responded really well. Kind of a bend but don't break type of defense. Gang tackling the whole way. Never giving up a big play. I think when we think about our keys to the game, Chihai did a really good job controlling the line of scrimmage eventually. Not giving up big plays, and they're going to walk out of here with a really impressive 21-7 victory.
If we thought Coach Rakovich was happy last week after pounding North, it is going to be a jubilant Rako in just a few minutes. Dawson Goodman with the call, and Goodman right into the heart of the line. 20-yard line and up to about the 22, gain of 6, maybe 8. And this will be the last timeout for New Richmond. We are back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports.
Culver's could have only started in Wisconsin.
Hi, welcome to Culver's.
Just ask our team member, Sarah.
When you order a Culver's Butterburger, you're never just a customer. You're a guest in our home. It's why we cook each Butterburger to order just for you. Right down to getting the perfect sear on the beef.
That's delicious.
That extra care may be a small town thing, but it's big time important to us.
Let us serve you with a smile that stretches from our hometown to yours. Welcome to Delicious.
Culver's of Lake Halley is now hiring with wages up to $18 an hour. Apply in person or at culvers.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
As this game is winding down, long run by Dawson Goodman for a touchdown, and then he ends the New Richmond threat with an interception. And Grandma Sophie, listening
to Stanley. I was going to say, we forgot to mention Grandma
Sophie.
We have
to give a Grandma Sophie shout-out. Incredible second half by Dawson Goodman.
Grandma Sophie, so good to meet you last week at the North game. Chihai will come to the line. What an impressive, impressive night here for Chippewa Falls, and we'll be looking forward to talking with head coach Chuck Rakovich down on the field in just a few moments. Mason Von Hayden will take a knee with 40 seconds to play.
Cardinals down the ball.
And they'll just need to kneel it out one more time. On the road here at New Richmond. Coming up will be the Post Glass postgame show brought to you by Post Glass and Beer in Chippewa Falls. And that'll be all the Cards need to do as the clock 15 seconds away. We'll count it down. And your Chippewa Falls Cardinals right back in the playoff hunt as they even their Big Rivers Conference record at 2-2 and now 4-2 on the year. 3-2-1. And as the clock hits zeros here in New Richmond, your final score, your Chippewa Falls Cardinals 21, the New Richmond Tigers 7. We'll be back in 3.5 minutes with a Post Glass postgame show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror. The Cards right back in the playoff chase. Don't go away. We've got a lot coming up for you after this on WOGO Sports, WOGO Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Back in 3.5.
Northwestern Bank, delivering our values, creating a positive impact.
Working with Jamie at Northwestern Bank is like having another key player on your team. He believes getting to know you and your business is what allows him to provide the best banking solutions for your company's needs. His leadership and dedication has helped local businesses and organizations expand and grow, creating a positive impact in the Chippewa Valley.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
Looking for a little more comfort in your life? Call the experts at Kurth Heating and Cooling, your local, employee-owned, factory-authorized carrier dealer. Kurth technicians are the authorities at getting peak performance from your heating and cooling system. You could even find yourself saving money on your energy bill. They work on most brands of equipment, so call Kurth first. They have ways of making you very comfortable. Turn to the experts. Kurth Heating and Cooling.
Culver's could have only started in Wisconsin.
Hi, welcome to Culver's.
Just ask our team member, Sarah.
When you order a Culver's Butterburger, you're never just a customer. You're a guest in our home. It's why we cook each Butterburger to order just for you. Right down to getting the perfect sear on the beef.
It's delicious.
That extra care may be a small town thing, but it's big time important to us.
Let us serve you with a smile that stretches from our hometown to yours. Welcome to Delicious.
Culver's of Lake Halley is now hiring with wages up to $18 an hour. Apply in person or at culvers.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Mason Companies, a family-owned, community-focused e-commerce retailer, has been operating in Wisconsin for over 117 years. So don't wait. Join our team today. We are hiring for our distribution center and customer care center. Full and part-time positions available. Score a great new career with Mason Companies. Apply now at masoncompaniesinc.com/careers. That's masoncompaniesinc.com/careers. A high school sports career goes by way too fast. So how do you make all those memories last for a lifetime? You could get the standard sports photos.
Now hold the ball on your hip and smile.
Or you could call Orange Impression for a hype video that your team will never forget. Orange Impression captures real game highlights with professional video, editing, and music that will make your athlete feel like a pro. Not convinced? Check out their high school football hype reels at orangehype.com.
Whether it's sitting in the bleachers of your old high school or driving through the neighborhood where you grew up, great memories stick with us as the years go by. I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and I'd love to help your family start a lifetime of memories in a new home. Whether it's your first home, a place to retire, or anything in between, connect with me on Facebook at hollybovey.com or call or text me anytime at 715-577-HOME. That's 715-577-HOME.
Welcome back to Chi High Football on WOGO Sports. This is the Post-Glass Post-Game Show brought to you by Post-Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. As the Cards on the field right now, singing the victory song, and R. Allen Dunham down on the field with head coach Chuck Rakovich in just a moment. Here is the Cards. If you're just joining us, you missed an absolute dandy. The Cards come on the road to New Richmond. New Richmond tied in a three-way tie for second in the conference and had designs on maybe winning the whole thing. And the Chi High Cardinals write their Big Rivers record at 2-2 as they are dominant in the second half, 21-7. They defeat New Richmond. We'll go down on the field now with Allen Dunham.
Coach, congratulations on the win, a big victory here coming on the road in the wind and the rain to get this victory. But I'm just anxious to ask, it's definitely a game of tale of two halves. First half, Chi High looked very different than second half. They really came out and asserted themselves. What adjustments did you make, or what was said at halftime? Because this team came out very fired up in the second half.
This is a mystery team. I mean, I still maintain, give me three plays back and we're undefeated. But we're so sporadic on how we start the game. Sometimes we start off like a firecracker. Tonight we didn't. We start off like a dud. You know, we couldn't get our toes into the ground and get something established. And then they come out the second half. We never told them anything, did they? Hey, run the game plan. They did everything we expected on defense and on offense. We just said, follow the game plan. And they came out and did it. So you tell me what the difference is.
Well, that's what I wonder, because definitely a different team. The second half was what I expected in the first half based on talking to the coaches ahead of time. They came out, dominated line of scrimmage, held Trandall in check, did it, and that turnover that he had really seemed to be a difference in the
big
game.
That was absolutely that. You know, this is everybody says it in football, turnovers kill you. Mm-hmm. And, you know, unfortunately for them, unfortunately for us, we got the big one tonight.
Now, I've known you about 10 years.
Yeah, you know me.
You run the double wing very effectively. It's kind of been your bread and butter. But you had a little wrinkle there with Von Hayden having some read option. When did you put that in, and you know, how did you think that'd be effective against New Richmond?
I'll tell you what, Coach, you haven't been very observant. We put that in last year. So we did. Honest to God, we did. People think that all we run is a double wing. Well, we've got three different offenses that we can call upon, but when push comes to shove, what put the ball across the goal line tonight? You tell me.
Well, let's talk a couple different things. A really nice running attack, and you saw the offensive line made the difference because they're getting a push. Everything starts to work then. You had inside, outside. First half, you could do nothing up the middle. Second half, that started to change. Just felt like the offensive line was maybe challenged, but whatever it was, they responded and did a great job.
Well, exactly, and that's what I meant by not getting our toes into the turf the first half. We just never got anything established inside, outside, through the air, whatever. And until you can start doing that and manipulating the defense, it's very, very hard to maintain ball control.
Yeah. Great job. Congratulations, Coach. Enjoy the win.
Okay. Thank you, Coach. See you later.
That's Alan Dunham with Victoria's head coach Chuck Rakovich. And again, just like last week, he can hear the smile. Thank you to head coach Rakovich, as always, for being so gracious with his time in the Culver's kickoff show and then here on the Post Glass postgame show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial home and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. We've got a lot coming up here on this post-glass post-game show, including taking a look at what might have ended up being a pretty wild night around the Big Rivers Conference. We'll try and get you updated with as many scores as we can. We've got a lot of highlights from the second half to regale you with, and also the Holly Bovey Names You Know Stats Recap, brought to you by Holly Bovey and Coldwell Banker Berniza Realtors. Names you know right here in Chippewa Falls. Holly's been helping people move in the Chippewa Valley since the year 2000. You can call her at 715-577-HOME. Visit hollybovey.com or find Holly on Facebook. We are back in 3 minutes here on WOGO Halle Eau Claire Chippewa Falls, the Post Glass postgame show. Chi High victorious on the road, knocking off New Richmond 21-7. Back in three on WOGO Sports.
Winning in sports takes teamwork. At Johnson Roloff, we are a team, and when everyone does their part, success comes easier. Make Johnson Roloff service a part of your team. Johnson Roloff helps you keep your job site clean, safe, and more efficient. Call Johnson Roloff Service for dumpsters at your construction site, roofing job, or for recycling metal, appliances, tires, and more. Get prompt, courteous, and professional service every time. Visit JohnsonRoloffService.com. Proud to support our local athletes. That's JohnsonRoloffService.com.
It seems like a dollar just doesn't go as far these days. But when was the last time you had a pay raise? Give yourself your own cost of living increase with a new career at Berry Global in Chippewa Falls. Plastics manufacturer Berry Global has opened up night shift production operator positions with entry-level wages starting at $23.60 per hour. Medical, dental, and vision coverage, a 2-2-3 schedule, and you'll start out at $23.60 per hour. Find the Chippewa Falls location at berryglobal.com/careers. That's berryglobal.com/careers.
What do you get with a boiler repair diagnostic from Wärzgalla Plumbing and Heating? First, you'll find our service is second to none with clean, professional, and friendly boiler service and installations. Maybe it's cracking noises, foul odors, no hot water, or the boiler is on but not heating. Wärzgalla will diagnose the problem and give you all the best options for a smooth heating season. Call 1-800-307-9000 or go to wärzgalla.com.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families in strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Hi, this is Dave Chuck, attorney and owner of the Chuck Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Chuck Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Chuck Law Office to your team.
Does it seem like some teams are at state every year? When a sports program has a successful culture, the wins keep on coming. For nearly 70 years, the extraordinary team at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine has delivered exceptional care to patients throughout the Chippewa Valley. From sports to spine, head to toe, the team has you covered. Go with the best. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls, and a new center coming soon to Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Welcome back to the Postglass Postgame Show, brought to you by Postglass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. Chi High 21-7 winners over New Richmond. The Cards now 4-2 on the year, and they are sitting at 2-2 in the Big Rivers Conference. Right back in the battle in the BRC, right back in the playoff race as well. Again, we said before the game, Alan, that this wasn't a must-win. They weren't at a must-win point, but again, you've got River Falls next week, Superior and Memorial, both tough teams. This was a very, very critical game when you're saying we got to win three of our final four in the BRC to ensure ourselves a playoff spot. You had to get this one tonight, and man, oh man, did they do it.
Just so happy for the program, for the kids, for the coaches. You know, obviously both teams work hard. You come up here, but I'm sure they would not have been pleased with that first half, just to leave it that way if they played the whole game. So then to come out in the second half and play the kind of football they're capable of, just really happy for them. And I know that they're so excited to see the kids running around in the rain right now. They could care less what the weather is. When you get a win like that on the road against a quality opponent, you feel good about yourself.
Well, let's take a look now at the Holly Bovee Names You Know Stats Recap, brought to you by Holly Bovee and Coldwell Banker, Brenizer Realtors. Names you know right here in Chippewa Falls. Holly's been helping people move in the Chippewa Valley since 2000. You can call her at 715-577-HOME. Visit hollybovee.com or find Holly on Facebook. Courtesy of Chi High statistician Dave Hansen, the Cards with 15 first downs in the game. New Richmond with 17, but Chi High outgains the home team, the Tigers, 288-264. Chi High with 47 carries for 275 yards on the ground. And what's so interesting about that, Alan, is I mean, if you looked at the rush game coming into this one, you would say New Richmond is the one that you would expect to pile up yards like that. But Chi High averaging almost 5.9 yards per carry. And going back to the first half stats, they had 74 yards on the ground, 201 yards in the second half on the ground. And as Coach Rako said, he said, we just told him to execute the game plan, is what he told you. But something happened to just light a fire under that team. And again, I just think we have to tip our hats to that offensive line as a whole, collectively. My goodness, were they impressive.
Absolutely. I kind of joke with Coach Mo, who's the secondary coach, but when I ask him, hey, what adjustments might you make? He says, just play better. And you know what? As simple as that is, that's essentially what Chi High did. They played better, and they flipped the script on this game. And those first half to second half stats are about as opposite as they could be, and a great win for Chi High in the program.
Well, let's keep on looking during our Holly Bovee stats recap here. Penalties, Chi High, 2 penalties for 10 yards. Those were both in the first half. They were not penalized in the second half. 1 penalty for 10 yards for New Richmond. Fumbles, Chi High put the ball on the ground twice but did not lose a fumble. New Richmond, a critical fumble by their star running back, Andrew Trandall, and he did lose that fumble. Chi High passing did not need to do a lot through the air. 1 of 4 for Mason Von Hayden for 13 yards, but Mason really contributed on the ground tonight. We'll get to that in a moment. 12 of 21 for New Richmond. That's their quarterback, Seamus Scanlon. He came into this game with only three picks on the year, two of them last week. He threw another two interceptions tonight, and he also is completing just under 80% of his passes. Chai High held him to 12 out of 21. Of course, weather was not exactly friendly, but a nice job against a talented, talented senior. Punts, Chai High, four punts by Thomas Clary for 143 yards. That's a 35.7 average. Really impressive. Given the conditions here tonight, two punts for 67 yards, a 33.5 average for New Richmond. Individual rushing stats for New Richmond: Andrew Trandall, 36 carries he ended up with after 42 last week, 78 in the last 2 weeks, 36 carries for 134 yards. So again, doing quick math here, 134 yards over 36 carries, that's 3.7 yards per carry, Allen, and I think you'll live with that with a running back as talented as Andrew Trandall. Seamus Scanlon, three totes for 20 yards. Burke, their backup running back, three for seven, and Ethan Turbeville, one for three. On the other side for Chai High, Mason Howard, man, the most carries he's had in a game by far. 14 carries for 96 yards for Mason Howard to lead the way for Chai High. Mason Von Hayden, 18 carries for 89 yards. Dawson Goodman, six carries for 68 yards, including that 43-yard touchdown run that really broke it open. Mason Tester, four for 13. Nathan Trevis, five for nine. Passing, again, Mason Von Hayden, just one of four for 13 yards. Seamus Scanlon, 12 of 21 for 100 yards passing, but no touchdowns and two interceptions. Receiving, Mason Tester, one reception for 13 yards. New Richmond, Jacob Hagman led the way with four receptions for 23 yards, and George Schrader with three for 23. Interceptions, both going to Chai High. One for Jackson Google, his sixth of the season. Dawson Goodman gets a late one as well to seal it.
Yeah, Trandall, though he had a lot of yards, a lot of carries, I don't know if he had one or maybe two runs over 10 yards. He was bottled up and contained about as well as you can. It's very tough for a offense to be that patient to hand off for 3, 4, 5 yards a carry. And Chai High made key stops when it really counted, and to only give up 7 points this entire game to this New Richmond offense is a really fantastic job. Hats off to Coach Berger and that defensive staff. Had a great game plan for this game. And if you're checking the scores, I don't know if you announced that
I am right now. The 28-game streak, this is from Justice
yes.
Cleveland, the 28-game streak for Menominee over North is over. Eau Claire North not only got their conference losing streak snapped, but North defeated Menominee 20-6 tonight. Congratulations. My goodness, that's a Chai High former coach and Coach McGinnis over there too, and what a huge, huge win for the Eau Claire North Huskies. And they're not going anywhere in this conference race either. That's their second conference victory. The Huskies defeat Eau Claire North 20-6.
Maybe that win over North for us looks a little better than it might seem, considering they just came back and beat Menominee. We come out here beating New Richmond, and now we'll have Eau Claire Memorial coming up. We've got River Falls coming up, and then we've got Superior. So very winnable games for us the rest of the stretch.
Also seeing former BRC team Rice Lake loses to state-ranked Ellsworth. Both teams state-ranked 16-8, the final there. Ellsworth gets the victory. We'll see if we can find any other scores while we're playing back your second half highlights. It sounded like this here on WOGO Sports.
Nice job hitting the window between the quarterback and the safety. And as you said, Dawson Goodman gave him a good lick. And that is something you think about as a receiver, that you're going to see Dawson Goodman at you, and he's quite a defender.
Four wide twins, tight slots left and right. Delayed give to Trandall. Trandall trying to split it out left side. Chai High strings it out well and blows it back for a loss of one, maybe two. Chai High defensive front.
Excellent job by the defense. That's exactly what they were hoping would happen.
Eyeballing it here, it looks like they didn't quite get a full yard on first down. So second and long regardless. Twin receivers in the slots left and right. Seamus Scanlon calls for the ball. Fakes the pass, gives it to Trandall.
Trandall lost the ball. It's loose. Chai High falls on it. The Cards have the ball at the 46. Excellent job. This is what you're really hoping for as a defense. You can get a turnover to give the ball back to your offense.
Teen and Chippewa, and that was a New Richmond turnover. Barnes have put the ball on the ground, been able to recover it, and now first and 10, best starting field position of the night for Chippewa Falls at their own 46-yard line. Jet sweep look, the give to Dawson Goodman. Goodman breaking a tackle across midfield inside the 45-yard line and down to the 42, Dawson Goodman for 14.
Just as soon as I said that they've not had any success running the ball up the middle, on this drive they go back to the middle run, and Dawson Goodman this time finds some green space and bullies his way to a first down.
To the left, wing back and H back to the right, empty backfield, Howard in motion left to right out of the slot. Von Hayden going to keep it himself. He finds a crease inside the 35-yard line, spun down. He is close to a chai-high first down at the 32-yard line. Needed seven, got eight.
Now, this the last possession of the second quarter. Hopefully this time they can have better success.
Still looking for their first foray into the Johnson roll-off red zone. Second and 11 after the loss of one. They'll bring it in, double wing, double tight. The crisscross, that's Mason Howard. Howard makes a man miss, 25-20. He's in the clear, 15-10-5, right to the pylon. He dives to the end zone. And out at the one.
Oh, the far referee.
First and goal from the one. Is it Nathan Drevis time? Or Dawson Goodman? Let's see who's out there. Chi-High trailing 7-0. Mason Von Hayden with the keeper straight ahead into the end zone. Touchdown, Chippewa Falls.
Great job. The offensive lineman challenged this series. They mashed ahead, made headway. Von Hayden tape it into the end zone for a touchdown. Great response by the Chi-High coming off a turnover, driving 50 yards for the touchdown.
Mixed with the wind means this is pretty much a keep the ball on the ground game right now, I would think. Third and one from just inside the 11-yard line for Chi-High. Crisscross, Mason Howard with it. Howard, another jump cut. He's loose. Five and to the end zone. Stretching. Is he in? He is. Touchdown, Chippewa Falls. Mason Howard from 11 yards out on third down.
Best athlete on the field. However, Chi-High is doing an amazing job gang tackling him, and there was a good example of it. He had six guys on him to bring him down for a
fourth
short game.
And five from the 46-yard line. Twin receivers tight slot left and right. Scanlon will go back to pass. He's going to look right. He's going to throw right. It's out high. It's knocked down. Incomplete. Turnover on downs.
Jackson Google out there on defense did an excellent job getting high for the ball and knocking it out.
Oh, leading 14-7. They have a first and 10 from the 43 of New Richmond. Twin tight ends, twin wing backs. Give right side, Dawson Goodman. Goodman has a crease, 40, 35, 30. He's off, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. To the end zone, touchdown from 43 yards out. Dawson Goodman to the house.
He came around the corner with the ball, nothing but green in front of him. Did a nice job running. One safety had an angle on him. He did a little high step, tiptoed into the end zone for a touchdown.
Completed 80% of his passes coming into this game. With four wide, three to the right, one to the left. He's immediately flushed on this possession. He's going to throw up a duck. It is intercepted. Picked off after it hit a couple pairs of hands.
What time is it?
At the 10-yard line.
Google time.
Jackson Google, his sixth pick of the season. What a season for the senior. Richmond right now, what you're hoping for is a very quick score and then something odd to happen on an onside kick.
Yeah, Chi-High dropping eight into pass coverage and rushing three.
Four wide, back to pass. Scanlon rolling out to his left. He's got some heavy pressure. Throws one over the middle, and it is caught. No tipped. Intercepted by Chi-High at the 12-yard line. Two drives in a row. They pick off Seamus Scanlon.
Goodman for the Cardinals.
And Dawson Goodman with the pick. And those are your second half highlights in one of the most complete games we have seen from Chi-High. Even with a first half ending not the way the Cards would have liked, they score 21 unanswered points in the second half to win this one at New Richmond 21-7. Other updates we have for you, McDonald leading Cornell after 339-8, that courtesy of Brandon Berg. If you're just joining us, we let you know that North snapped their losing streak against Menominee, the Huskies, 20-6 over the Mustangs. River Falls was looking to remain unbeaten in the Big Rivers, and they were all over Superior 28-7 at last check. Hudson was taking care of Memorial 16-0. Rice Lake lost to Ellsworth. Former Big Rivers Conference member Rice Lake lost to Ellsworth 16-8. Well, this has been the Post Glass postgame show brought to you by Post Glass in Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. Our thanks to our board operator back at the WOGO studios in Halley, Ezra Van Dyke, keeping things running smoothly. Thank you as well to Chi High's media team, Owen Krista, Chi High, Mighty Cardinals alum on the CFHS media live stream tonight. Always a privilege for WOGO to join our audio with the live video stream, and we'll look forward to that the rest of the season as well, home and away. For Alan Dunham, I'm Caleb Swenson saying good night from New Richmond High School, the home of the Tigers, where the home team is sent back in defeat tonight. Your final score, Chippewa Falls 21, New Richmond 7. This has been Chi High Football, a presentation of WOGO Sports.
WOGO's coverage of Chi High Cardinals football has been brought to you by Ashley Construction, Post Glass and Mirror, your Eau Claire Hy-Vee, Berry Global of Chippewa Falls, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Culver's of Lake Halley, the Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, the Fleet Farm Distribution Center of Chippewa Falls, East Loken and Associates, Professional Land Surveying, Holly Bovey of Coldwell Banker Brenizer Realtors, Johnson Roloff Service, Northwestern Bank, by Kurth Heating and Cooling, Mason Companies, Stelter Incorporated, the Medicine Shop of Chippewa Falls and Menominee, Royal Credit Union, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Wiersgala Plumbing, Heating and Air of the Chippewa Valley, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, and by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Thanks for listening to Cardinals Football on WOGO. We now join our regularly scheduled programming already in progress.